Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, there has been testimony in Congress that I can tell you from our deep research is 100% on target by a top psychologist and computer science expert that Google is already stealing the 2020 election and will give it to the Democrats. Now, there are ways to counter this, but action must be taken. We're going to play large sections of his testimony coming up here today. Dr. Robert Epstein. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Here is a two-minute boil down.
Google's manipulation of votes gave at least 2.6 million additional votes to Hillary Clinton in the year 2016. Is that correct?
2.6 million is a rock-bottom minimum. The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million votes, depending on how aggressive they were in using the techniques that I've been studying. They control these, and no one can counteract them. These are not competitive. These are tools that they have at their disposal exclusively.
Your testimony is that Google is, through bias in search results, manipulating voters in a way they're not aware of.
On a massive scale, in 2020, if all these companies are supporting the same candidate, there are 15 million votes on the line that can be shifted without people's knowledge and without leaving a paper trail for authorities to trace. Without monitoring systems in place, we'll never know what these companies are doing. And in 2020, you can bet that all of these companies are going to go all out. And the methods that they're using are invisible. They're subliminal. They're more powerful than most any effects I've ever seen in the behavioral sciences. And I've been in the behavioral sciences for almost 40 years.
A handful of Silicon Valley billionaires and giant corporations are able to spend millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, collectively, massively influencing the results of elections.
Senator, with respect, I must correct you.
Please.
If Mark Zuckerberg chooses to send out a go vote reminder just to Democrats on Election Day, that doesn't cost him a dime.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's an important little boil down, but it should probably have war drums or air raid sirens. So we're going to re-release that video with air raid sirens. Because foreign armies couldn't conquer this country, but AI is conquering it, and big tech knows exactly what they're doing. So I'm going to air his testimony, his prepared statements, and some of the most important questions throughout the first hour today. And do I need to remind listeners on my knees, begging you for your children, my children, to tell everyone how you're listening on AM and FM, to tell everyone how you're listening on the internet, and to share the link? Say, here is the forbidden broadcast. Here is what the top Democrats have hearings about just this week, saying we must shut him down or we will be defeated. It's because I know their battle plans. I read their white papers. They're not used to that. And it's like I'm in their boardrooms. I'm in their head. You're in their head. I told you China was running Google. It's all over the news now. It's espionage. Same thing with Apple. Infowars.com/show. Now, here's the even bigger news. What's the headline on Infowars.com for the broadcast today? AI takeover of humanity now underway. Elon Musk has announced this year the rollout of consumer brain chips at consumer brain chip facilities. Millions are about to get brain chips to be able to access devices.
We'll be right back. say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Elon Musk, in the last 3 years, tried to go public about the plan for world government, about the plan for brain chips. He warned everyone that they plan to hook you into a giant AI system that tracks and controls your every movement and manipulates you with psychological stimuli to control your life. Science fiction. It is the year 2019. And revelation is beginning to come true. Cashless societies are rolling in. World governments being announced. Major universities are banning the term America, saying it's a hate word. The word manhole is being banned by major cities. Again, this is total cult-like control. Facebook is saying that they will allow users to promote violence and murder of conservatives. And Elon Musk comes out and announces, oh, there's a big brain interface announcement I'm going to make. And when he makes the announcement, it gets almost no fanfare, super creepy. And he says that, oh, you're going to have a brain chip, but they call it a Neuralink. Brain reading threads. They're not wires into your brain. They're threads. Oh, and don't criticize people that have chosen to become transhuman. See, they're teaching us with training wheels that if an obese giant man wants to go compete against women in powerlifting and win, that he's really a woman. And DARPA admits, the corrupt people at DARPA that are running this at the top, admitted back in the 90s that they were going to do this so that when it's then cyborgs and human clones and humanoids that have, you know, five dads, you go, why would you have five dads? Well, five gay men get together. It's cute to not have any women involved. It's you said that doesn't make any sense. It's not meant to make sense. It's meant to tag the abomination, desolation of our genetics and the destruction of humanity as a lifestyle change, or what color you paint your house, or what color you paint your nails, or if you shave your butt or not, or whether you like, you know, chicken or fish at dinner. You understand they've already made humanoids in China, and of course they've made them here, that have five fathers, five mothers. It's not a human. The genetics don't splice. It's pure evil. And so I feel like we ought to have a drum roll. Can we play the classic Fox intro? Dun, 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 with the spotlights and everything? Because this is a big deal. Instead, it'll be the four horsemen of the apocalypse riding over the hill. Elon Musk, who warned of all this, suddenly looking like he has a gun to his head, we're going to play the video in a moment, comes out and says, by 2020, we're going to roll it out consumer level. You're going to be augmented. It's going to be wonderful. And then they get into the surgery. It's so easy. It's a laser, not a scalpel. And the laser shoots a hole in the back of your head. It's a quick procedure. And then we put wires into your brain. But you see, it's like a rollout of a new iPhone. You know, iPhones revolutionized things. Air conditioning did. The television did. Red alert. AI takeover now underway. Elon Musk announces brain chips for all. It's not like Chevy announcing, hey, we've got a new cargo type door and on our new truck, or, oh, we've got a new special latching system with the trailer hitch or something with the tailgate. It's like, oh, really? Oh, yeah, there's a new center. Down the street, you know, Elon Musk and all your fancy malls has a little Tesla center. And he announces in a long, rambling 30-minute announcement that you'll just go to the mall. See, it's got to be easy, and you just go in like you're getting your ears pierced or something, and it's going to be all the rage and the kids on YouTube that have it, and, oh, the girls will want to date you because it's so cool to go run off a cliff. And it's this hype-driven evil society that told us Beto O'Rourke was the second coming of Christ. Now he's polling at zero. You know, the first thumb scanners to get in your car were on Mercedes-Benz 20 years ago. They make the digital enslavement cool. They make it stylish. They trick you to opt into it. And so when you read all these articles, Elon Musk unveils Neuralink's plans for brain reading threads and robot to insert them. And it shows the woman, she just looks like a little hearing aid, except it goes into your brain. And the laser does it. It's so easy. It's like a science fiction movie where the aliens get you and, you know, put it right in your brainstem. But that's okay. What was that movie, Invaders from Mars in the 80s, where, you know, the kid finds out that the aliens have landed in his backyard and have burrowed in and are grabbing, you know, his parents and people, and they put a chip right in the back of your neck. But that's a horror movie. This is, oh my gosh, it's so trendy. Oh, don't talk bad about the people that did it. Don't say they're losers. They're trans. Transhuman. Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother, headed up the UN, UNESCO program. That's really the UN, the Global Standardization Program. And he headed up the World Eugenics Society. And after Hitler, it made him look bad. So he said, we're now going to be known as transhumanists. Oh, you think, oh, it'll be so cool, all merged with machines. So here's the thing. Elon Musk came out and said all this was evil. Watch out for AI. But now, looking like he has a gun to his head, he says the best part is once you have your neural thread, it is a chip, it is wires, but that the Christians and the Bible and everybody told us this for thousands of years, so let's not call it those names. It's a thread. And I'm sure California will pass a law that if you don't use the word thread, because, you know, PKD said wireheads. Oh, that's a pejorative. That's like the N-word. Don't you say that. No one has chips. They have augmentation. And if you want to be able to interface with the new apps, that's just how it is. You have to have it. Our soldiers have had it for years. Our astronauts. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, a lot of soldiers have it. Told you that 10 years ago. So if you want to be in special operations, you're going to get the chip. Now, go ahead and embrace it. But who controls the chip? Here's Elon Musk telling us how much fun it is. Here it is.
Elon Musk has developed electric cars with Tesla. And sent rockets to space and back with SpaceX. But now he's taking on what may be the real final frontier.
We can do a full brain-machine interface.
Combining man and machine with a new technology dubbed Neuralink, which would allow data to be transmitted between humans and computers. Here's how it works. An array of tiny threads, only a tenth as big as a human hair, embedded with thousands of electrodes, is inserted into the brain by a robotic device. The threads are connected to a chip that transmits back and forth to an external receiver.
The interface to the to the chip is wireless, so you have no wires poking out of your head. Very, very important.
Oh,
it's basically Bluetooth to your phone.
Ooh. Musk says Neuralink may help the human brain cure diseases and even reverse paralysis. Eventually, it could be used to connect with external devices.
With a high bandwidth brain machine interface, I think we can actually go along for the ride. And we can effectively have the option of merging with AI. And this is extremely important.
Neuralink claims the devices have been successfully implanted in rats and at least one monkey who is able to control a computer.
One monkey. Brain.
The company hopes to implant the first Neuralink into a human patient by the end of the year. Analysts worry this technology could have unforeseen negative impacts.
We aren't aware yet that the technology has gone in reverse, meaning that you can use some sort of external force to implant thoughts or something else.
All right, let's hit pause.
There are like.
I'm going to come back with more of this, but you understand, folks, that this is all being done to take over society and civilization, and you're going to be made to have this to get on a bus, a train, to have a job. And it's all about controlling you, and it's all about, and when we come back, I'm going to play from MKUltra declassified documents, part of a documentary on this. So, by the way, I was shown a facility at Bastrop, I told you this 100 times, with hundreds of monkeys with wires hooked in their brains.
Oh, but one monkey, we did it on one monkey.
CIA, folks, we'll be right back.
inside of the brain. There are, like with anything else, there are downsides. Think about a hacker getting into a brain interface. That's one. Think about government control of people's brains, controlling what they think. Things like that are obviously a concern.
From Star Wars to the Terminator, science fiction has long dreamt of merging humans with technology. But with rapidly evolving robots and artificial intelligence...
Hello, everyone. I'm an English artificial intelligence anchor.
What was once fiction is quickly becoming fact.
As this technology evolves, the question may be, can we merge man and machine without losing some of our humanity? Jim Spellman, CGTN, Washington.
Ladies and gentlemen, now the headline on Infowars.com says red alert, AI takeover is in full swing. All this has already been prepared. All this has already been tested. The marketing with focus groups is all ready. It's now hard to believe 18 years ago, I was allowed into the University of Texas psychology department by an individual that was friends with a movie director in it. And I had no idea that it was a big joke to him because he worked for the CIA. He worked for DARPA. He later went on to run major operations at MIT. He was a research scientist, and he would laugh at me when we went to dinner. We would drink beer and whiskey. He would smoke pot. I wouldn't smoke pot, but I mean, I hung out with this fellow. I ought to contact him a lot. He was about 20 years older than me, so he was like 45, and I was like 25. I'm only 45 now, and he'd take me into these areas and he'd go, now don't tell anybody I ever took you in here. And there'd be a door and then another door, and it would, you know, have DARP on the wall what the project was. And those were all just control rooms to other things around University of Texas facilities in Galveston and Bastrop, Texas, and you know, San Antonio and all over. And, you know, I look back in hindsight, you know, back then I was bashing Bush a lot. So he was what you'd call kind of a sadistic liberal. And now I look back on, you know, hanging out with him probably 30, 40 times or more. It was all a big joke because he obviously knew about all of it. And they had projects where women would just be paid to masturbate and watch TV ads that had subliminals in them. And I guess he gave me tours like three times. And none of it was top secret. This is projects that had been top secret. They were now rolling out into beta test at the university. And, you know, it was stuff like cameras, hidden cameras that track your eye as you read products at Target or at Walmart. And then, you know, 5 years later, you'd see it rolled out and it was put in stores. And he came in the room and he goes, you want to see this? And he gets this look on his face, punches up the primate research facility. And it was something out of a science fiction movie. All these apes and all these monkeys, each in their own in chairs with wires all around their brains and TV screens flashing in front of their faces. And he said, oh, not supposed to see that. You didn't see that. Bloop. I was like, oh, how's that for you? You know, you're Area 51, Alex. And you know, I would talk about some of this type of stuff on air years later. And I was told by our mutual friend, he got irritated by it. But then my answer was, why the hell did you show me all this stuff? But... that's just the University of Texas. I happen to know that UT manufactured LSD and distributed all over the country in the 1960s. I happen to know they distribute synthetic drugs out of the University of Texas. I know what professors do and all about it. It's not even hidden, folks. This whole country is a giant armed Manhattan Project mad scientist lunatic asylum. And Trump is trying to get control of it and trying to dial a lot of it back. But quite frankly, at 74 years old or whatever, 73, Trump doesn't get a lot of it. And that's why they're trying to keep him away from all of it and from all these projects. Is because this stuff is serious. So when you see movies like The Kingsman, where the rich billionaire activates a wavelength transmitter, flicker rate on a cell phone to make people become violent and hateful and to make people fight with each other, that's declassified MK Ultra documents from the 60s. And I've got mainstream news, Wired magazine, mind control by cell phone right here. This is old. But to really get control, they need those wires into the brain. And wires are much worse than a chip, obviously. Because a chip's just a transceiver and limited. This is a plug into your brain. Oh, you want brain tumors? You think cell phones give you brain tumors? Guaranteed, Elon Musk's device will give you brain tumors bigger than Dallas. And you look at Musk, did he always talk about worrying about AIs and brain chips so we trust him subliminally? So then when he announces it, oh, we'll get it from him? He's either super ultra evil or he's been compromised and has a gun to his head. But it doesn't really matter, does it? Oh, Elon Musk, the trendy. Oh, let me get my brain chip. So the big announcement is a brain chip they implant in your head. But that's not the only AI takeover. Google brags on their own patents, their own admissions, their own quarterly reports to their shareholders. I have shareholders that send me the reports. That's how we knew that in 2005 they were listening to you over your computer and had AI, artificial systems, where if you have a dog barking, they would put dog food ads on. Or if they heard you talk about your dog being sick, they would give you a local veterinary ad. Or remind you to get your dog's inoculations. That was in the report sent to shareholders. But back then, that was so un-American, so 1984. We had station managers call and say, we like Alex, but you know, the owners say we're going to have to drop him because there's no way Google's listening to you in your house. Now, they tell you, and their employees are. And so's Samsung, and so's Apple, and so's everybody else. This was all developed by DARPA scientists, the internet, all of it. It is a system to merge with machines. The AI gods must told us to be wary of. But see, like a vampire, he's got to tell you it's evil, it's bad, don't take it, don't let me in. And now he's like, let me in. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, July 18, 2019, Global Transmission. There are two ultra-massive giant AI takeovers that are already well underway. The rollout of implantable microchips that are also hooked into cabling systems so that you can be tracked, traced, and also controlled. We have all of that news here for you. And then this other very important big piece of news that's so big, I'm going to go off the air for a while. I might just let stations know we're going to have dead air for 10 minutes. I'm serious. Like, if we got news that a giant 10-mile-wide asteroid was going to basically destroy all human life on Earth and that NASA had missed it, and that it was going to hit in 30 minutes. Can you imagine people gibbering and screaming over radio and TV and running around and jumping off cliffs or whatever? Or would you just get down on your knees and pray? Or would you try to call your loved ones? Because, you see, we've lost any sense of amazement. A lot of people have. And a lot of people have lost any sense of caring about anything. Because people have had it good so long. But more than that, people have been entertained to death. And so we've all seen 1,000 alien invasions. We've all seen 1,000 asteroids hit the Earth. We've all seen zombie apocalypses hundreds of times. None of it was real, but our brain took it as real. You know, World War II veterans and people who'd seen a lot of violence, they would see violence in movies and say, we don't want that on TV. Because it's not a laughing matter, it's not entertainment, it's not a joke. But people who've never seen real violence, well, they think it's cute. They think it's funny to go to horror movies and see slasher films and see little kids kidnapped and eaten. It's exciting to them. Because they have no differential. And that's why neurological disorders are exploding. One of the many reasons is there's big studies out that apathy leads to Alzheimer's. People just get set in their little safe ways and they never get outside their comfort zones and they begin to spiritually die. And so Elon Musk, the darling of the system with his all his hyped up events, his spaceships and his Tesla overpriced cars and all the rest of it, he's now rolling out brain chips that by next year, you'll just go. They're going to put chips on our kids' brains. And they're going to make it with a social credit score where if you get sterilized, you'll be given 20 years of free crap produced by robot factories. And by the time you've sold out to that, you'll never even get 10 years of the money because they've got the algorithms and the social control and the systems to manipulate you until you then say, actually, let me just be a superstar and be in Vegas for a year. And then I agree and sign a contract to commit suicide. And they'll have be a big party on your block and everyone will say it's so good what you're doing for the earth. They'll give you some really great drugs. Oh, and I forgot the best part. Then they'll upload your consciousness. And so you really didn't die. And now your consciousness will be better for the environment outside of your body. Of course, it's not your consciousness. It's the biggest con game the planet and the world's ever seen. And that's really where Elon Musk will be within 5 years. Mark my words, they'll have test case celebrities that are dying of cancer, but have great minds that we need. And so they're going to upload their consciousness. It is a fatal process. Musk has already told us. But, oh, and the other companies tell us it's fatal too. That's the agreement with DARPA. But you upload it all. It's a fatal process. Takes a few days. They're going to keep you comfortable. And so you have the fatal process, and so your body dies, but you live forever in the silicon universe. And it's got your voice print, it's got your face, it knows everything about you, and so it can fool even your mother when you're talking to it. And there'll be avatars, biological avatars, where your wife that had cancer that you love so much. Well, it'll be her young body when she was 25, not when she died at 50 of cancer. And it'll be her. Now, she'll have silicon in her brain, and it'll be a clone, but because the AI that you're going to grow up with is going to watch you have sex and listen to everything, it'll copy her perfectly. And so you'll get your 25-year-old sweetheart back. There won't be that glint in the eye. Oh, and I forgot. When the system gets ready and has all its humanoids in place, if they go down this avenue, they activate the system and your wife comes in with a butcher knife, the clone, when you're asleep and slits your throat and cuts your head off. Because humans are about 5 times stronger than we know we are. There's a governor's built in on herself. So if your wife wanted to, the humanoid clone, she could tear your head off. How about that? How about the, bloop. You know, Zuckerberg just doesn't send out a notification to tell the Democrats to go vote against the Republicans. Oh, no, he sends out a notification for his armies of leftists to go out and kill you. But he doesn't need them anymore, you see, because he's got all the robots and devices and machines and systems listening and all of it, and sex clones, replicants, that can tear your head right off your shoulders. And they've already got those already. Oh, they've already got replicants. They've had clones. The Nazis had human clones. The British cloned rabbits in the 20s that we know of.
It's so liberal. Ah, good girl. Take your brain chip.
So this is very upsetting to me. I'm not just going to take this business as usual. You could say, oh, well, a lot of people get help with brain chips. Yeah, I know. It's like a car can be a good thing till ISIS runs over you. It's who's driving it. And this whole thing is being rolled out to end the human system and bring in the post-human era, according to the UN, according to DARPA, according to the globalist, according to their own statements. And then Elon Musk says, beware this. The elite are planning to get rid of humanity and merge with machines. And then they try to crash his company. And suddenly he's like, oh, I love it. Take brain chips. He was always planning it. This is a sophisticated psychological warfare system. And he knows I'm the number one and number two. Joe just said it last week. It's true. Number one and number two podcast in history are Alex Jones on Joe Rogan. So Elon Musk is PR people. And all his CIA commando protectors, I'm good friends with one of them, they all know, well, that's the most popular thing. Say you're Alex Jones. Put on his skin. Sickening. Oh, hey, Elon, how's Jeffrey Epstein doing? You talking about that? Oh, I haven't gotten into the big news yet. Oh, the 2020 election's lost. Trump lost. Trump's going to lose. And they're just hoping he doesn't realize it. He could stop it today. But I'll tell you how Trump will lose 2020. I told you he would win. He will lose. Currently, on this space-time continuum timeline, Trump is losing. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Children are being taken across the United States and Europe and being given to Muslim families if they're Christian as part of leftist social engineering. They say to teach you that diversity is good and that Christianity is bad. That's mainstream news. It's up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Elon Musk is announcing something beyond brain chips, that basically a cell phone is going to be implanted, a mini cell phone. The guts of a cell phone is going to be implanted in your brain. And then you're going to have wireless connections, and that outside groups will be able to hack in and control your brain or kill you. And they even admitted that on the news announcement, because they metaphysically had to tell you. But here's what's coming up next hour. You know, in fact, I have a father coming on who had his son taken away, and a psychologist has now gotten involved and like parades him around on TV and like writes books about him, about how he's transferring from a boy into a girl. And the Texas judge has ruled, and I'm going to still have him on, this is so important, and the Texas judge has ruled that he cannot refer to his son as a boy. And the little boy says, I want to be a boy with my dad, a girl with my mom. My mom wants me to be a girl. Now, he's 7. They're going to begin his castration next year. So the death sentence for his son's testicles, his reproductive rights, this is the feminist literally seizing a war prize, like shrunken heads. It's here. So he'll be joining us because this ties into all of this. This ties into all this nightmare. And there's no end to how they parade little children who were sold into slavery. The parents make money off Desmond's amazing. He goes and dances half naked in front of pedophiles that throw money at him. And he hangs out with convicted murderers who promote pedophilia. Can't make that up. It's just all true. That is the type of evil desire that these people have, and they're coming for your children. They're coming for your soul. They're coming for your brain, and they want to induct you into a false reality, a virtual reality system, so that from birth, children can be in virtual reality so that they can be deceived. Because Satan believes only then can he take control. So that's what this whole thing is deception and making you accept deception. Now, when we start the second hour, I'm going to play a top psychologist who testified to Congress, who called the last election for Trump, who voted for Hillary, his announcement that our republic's over, our little d democracy's over, and that any of the big tech companies can 100% steal the election with one click of a mouse. And no money. Here's the report. Why Google poses a serious threat to democracy and how to end that threat. And I agree with Robert Epstein, PhD, because I've researched all the information. Senior research psychologist, American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology. Don't have to tell you who funds those people. And he's telling you this is the end of America. And I'm watching Ted Cruz and them. Nothing against Ted Cruz, but Ted Cruz is like, yes, Google can spend billions to steal the election. He goes, sir, it's one click to only remind Democrats to vote. And they can get 20, 30 million more votes. It's over. He goes, they did this for Obama against Mitt Romney. And it probably gave it to Obama. But they didn't think, they believed their own BS, they didn't think it was needed. They thought Hillary was really going to win a landslide. They believed their own bull. So they didn't send the notice out. But I'm going to say that again. Google only noticed Democrats. Only noticed Democrats in Obama's second election. You understand? That's one tool they've got for total election meddling. And Google has said they're going to do this. So we're here, world government, AI running our elections. There was a gigantic landslide for Trump. That's why the system was panicking. But they still believed their own propaganda in the end. And Trump's landslide was barely able to make it over all of Hillary's fraud and the millions of people voting in the names of dead people repeatedly. It all happened. So I know I say this all the time, is everything we cover here is critical. But if you want to stop this and you want a lot of fire under Trump's ass, because Trump has got a lot of confidence and that radiates and that's good. But he has this belief that he can do it alone and that he can overpower this. No, you can't. If they remind all the Democrats to go vote, if they tell them where the voting centers are, if they do all that and don't tell Republicans to do it, that's 20 plus million votes the computer models show. You will lose. Hillary only had 3.3 million more popular vote than you. Clearly fraud. I'm going to say it again, Mr. President. 20 plus million more? You will lose. Trump will lose the election if he doesn't take action. And I agree with the report. We're going to play the key parts of the testimony. So, listeners, what are you going to do? I love you. This is a marathon. Take the live feed, infowars.com/show. Email it. Text message it. Call people. Call people you know and say, do you really, even if you hate Trump, do you really think it's good to meddle in the election? This isn't the Russians. It's the globalists that are in bed with the Chi-Coms. We can still contact people over email and text message for now and word of mouth. Infowars.com is still up. We're reaching record numbers of new people thanks to you. But we need to reach a lot more. Infowars.com/show. Infowars.com/show. And take the videos of this letter today from the live show that are posted and share them with everybody. We've got our own bandwidth, our own platforms, our own systems. They are fighting. They're having congressional hearings saying we want Jones off the air now or we're going to be thrown out of office. They know I'm on their ass. They know you're on their butt. And separately, I keep saying it's the last day because I've been so busy up here with all this. I was up until 8 last night. I'm not complaining. I am so busy with news and all of this and trying to launch all these new things we got going and covert stuff we got going, a lot of things happening. A lot of good stuff. We're fighting like the mark of the beast is coming in and we got to save people because it's real. That'll get you animated. You know, world government, they're taking people's kids away to give them to, you know, people that have sex with them. The devil worshipers are everywhere. The borders are wide open. There's diseases spreading everywhere. I mean, we're under attack, folks. And I'm not just going to sit there and take it lying down. Neither are you. But we sold out of the limited edition. These colors don't run. Gadsden, the Gadsden flag is the new one. Betsy Ross flag. We sold out of those, but we've made two new variants that look very similar, just have some different colors and a few different designs. But they still say these colors don't run. America's back. And they're very similar, but they're a new limited edition. Again, only 4,000 of those. And it helps fund the operation. I have not had time to do new specials, so all the apparel is still $17.76. We've got a lot of other exciting things happening. I had this idea last week, and then strangely enough, the exact same type shirt was being worn by, what's that guy's name? The Pratt guy. Well, yeah, Chris Pratt. The point is that I'm teleprompter free. I said, I want an American flag that says, don't tread on me with the Gadsden snake on it. A week later, I turn on TV, he's wearing one just like it. Because that's a smart idea. It combines the two shirts. Don't tread on the flag with the snake. So we've got one that says, don't tread on me. Got another one that says, these colors don't run. And on the back, it says, America's back, Infowars.com. So we brought back the Betsy Ross flags, but a slightly different design. Still excellent. And we have this new limited edition shirt. And if I have a ton of money, which selling 15, 16, 17, 20,000 t-shirts, even if I'm able to sell that many, it barely funds things around here for a month or two. And we're only sold 4,000 of these. We've only sold 6,000 of the Space Force shirt. I'm not complaining, but we need to sell tens of thousands of shirts to fund this operation when you're only making $5, $6 on them. So please get in there and get them and trigger libtards and take action and just absolutely get the word out. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. And a major university says do not use the term America. It's a hate symbol. Well, that's coming up. So we need to exercise these freedoms or lose them. But the 1776 special on all the supplements, 75 to 25% off. It's all still there, but it will be over today. I just haven't come up with new specials. Thanks for the support. I'll be honest with you. Well, we're all eating popcorn, laughing at Ilhan Omar, and all this stuff's really entertaining, and it's good to see America stand up against political correctness and tell somebody that's bullied us and intimidated us into thinking we're bad people. It's fun to say, get the hell out of here and go back to your pirate kingdom. But when Elon Musk comes out and says, we're going to have kiosk at the malls, instead of getting a Tesla car, you take your kid in and get a bunch of wires plugged into your brain, so we can control you. It's basically a cell phone implanted in your brain. Oh, don't worry. Nobody can see the wires. Oh, it's just like his rocket ships. It's just like his cars. It's no big deal. Oh, and don't worry. A robot does it. Looks like one of the robots that would, you know, torture people in Empire Strikes Back. Oh, all these electrodes get put in your brain. It's so cool. The cancer risk, the infection risk, the hacking risk, the malfunction risk. Oh, you think pacemakers have problems around microwaves? Or oh, turn your cell phones off on the airplane. It might interfere with the avionics. But, hey, let's stick one in your kid's brain. Because, you know, brain tumors up thousands of percentile points, admittedly from the cell phones. Hey, let's put one right inside there. Now we'll really be cooking. Because, you know, God always wanted us to have a bunch of chips in our brain with wires hanging out the back of our head. Hooked into some AI with Mark Zuckerberg that says, my dumb effing users trust me. What a bunch of dumb effers. Yeah, let's have a big race with all these companies to get devices in your houses spying on you and to track everything you do. And now, hey, these dumb bastards put up with this. Let's shove wires in their head. We'll have a bunch of TV shows tell the kids how cool it is. They'll be like, Mommy, for my birthday, I want the new system. But it's not called a chip. It's not called a wirehead. It's not called cyborgs. Oh, no, it's got all these trendy new names for it. Oh, my gosh. It's called Neuralink's Threads. Oh, it's Threads. I just got my Threads. Those are nice Threads. I just got my Threads upgraded. Oh, did a big juicy brain tumor come with it?
Yeah. Well, you know, Facebook's coming out with their own global cashless currency, and the word is they're coming out with a different array and their own set of Threads.
You know, there's a lot of tailors in town. A lot of places to get yourself some new Threads. Pathways, roads into your brain. Roads into the gateway to the soul. We want your soul. What's that techno song? We got to come in with that. We want your soul. Okay, I've built up to it. I really don't know what's bigger news. The Mark of the Beast world government's here. By next year, you'll be able to go into shops like the Apple store. It'll be just like that. And you go in and talk to a doctor and look at the robot and then schedule yourself. And they're going to have little glass windows where people can watch folks getting it. It's so easy. Oh, see, take something really evil, other medical stuff behind closed doors for privacy, but make it all out in the open. Just like your brain with all those wires in it. But of course, there's going to be discrimination against people that take it. There's going to be stiff prison sentences for those of you that even talk bad to someone that's gotten it. By the way, I have a family member who doesn't just have the wiring up his neck into his brain. He had one of those and it helped with his epilepsy from a motorcycle accident. So my dad's brother got one in the brain a few years ago. And again, it's not that the chip itself's evil. It's who's controlling it. But the consumer rollout of this for communications and for everybody is the end of humanity. And it will be used and abused. And it is the mark of the beast. And anybody that does this for other than medical reasons is insane.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Show us your habits, your facts, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here. Take credit, take insurance, take a loan, get a job, get a
pension. Ladies and gentlemen, this is undoubtedly what you're about to hear, the most important broadcast we've ever done. Mass brain chipping with cell phone technology implanted in the brain is going to be rolled out at consumer levels next year at shopping malls nationwide by Elon Musk. We played it last hour. The news is saying it's wonderful. Everyone's going to line up. They'll hire PR firms. They have a bunch of young people going, yay, and fighting like at the Apple store. Oh, don't worry. Apple's coming out with its own brain chip. So is Facebook. Within 1 year, they're going to announce, you can't make this up, made in China, basically plugs, wireless plugs. They put sensors all over the brain, inside the cranium. You talk about infection, you talk about illness. And then there's a plug in the back of your neck. PKD envisioned this in the 1970s. Philip K. Dick. But I know all about PKD. I'm in a movie, Scanner Darkly, with Keanu Reeves. And I'm not at liberty to tell you, but I'll just say that his daughters have the estate, and I know stuff about PKD that almost no one else knows, and I'm not at liberty to tell you. I'm also on record being told the secrets of Stanley Kubrick, and all hell broke loose after I learned them. All hell. And I'm not at liberty to talk about it. But let me just stop. This information, ladies and gentlemen, is the truth. I don't just listen to this prestigious psychologist that heads up programs with DARPA, with top computer scientists. I don't just go off what he says. As you know, we are experts not in the engineering of the field or the coding, but in the general understanding of the programs that are being developed and the programs that are being deployed. And so, top scientist, top psychologist, the story's on InfoWars.com with this 14-minute boil down that I'm going to start airing in 60 seconds. And it's everybody's job to go to InfoWars.com. If you want Trump to win the election, or any other nationalist to win any other election, or any other populist, and to get this video to everyone, okay? Top scientist reveals how Google and Facebook are going to steal the 2020 election. He says they've already announced it. It's a done deal. Do you understand that? This is a maximum alert. We also have linked in the report his testimony and his report to Congress. Senior research psychologist, American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology. That's basically the folks that run MKUltra, the thousands of other programs, coming to Congress and saying, we don't want to be evil. This is really bad. You've got to stop it now. This is AI Takeover. This is Robert Epstein, PhD. So I usually interrupt stuff. I'm not going to interrupt this in this segment, the next. And I want everybody to take notes, and I'm begging you for your own children. They're going to steal the election. The White House needs to be sent our article and this testimony 50 billion times. This needs to be sent to every talk show host you know, the article. Trump's going to lose 2020 unless we stop this. That's why big tech's so arrogant. This isn't about free speech of big tech. It isn't about how it's their companies. It's about how they're gaming the telecommunications system and working with foreign powers. This is 21st century war. And there's a civil war in the government by the globalists still trying to keep Trump from stopping them. And I'm watching the senators blown away. I've been telling them all this. You've been telling them all this. Google's on video bragging about it. Facebook can steal the election. Google can steal the election. And they are. You understand, folks. We've got to get this video out. Here is the testimony that is so absolutely critical. Robert Epstein, PhD, senior research psychologist, American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology, before the United States Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution. Here it is.
In 2020, you can bet that all of these companies are going to go all out. And the methods that they're using are invisible. They're subliminal. They're more powerful than most any effects I've ever seen in the behavioral sciences. And I've been in the behavioral sciences for almost 40 years.
Red alert. Red alert. Maximum alert.
I am indeed Dr. Robert Epstein. The most important thing for you to know about me is that I'm the father of five wonderful children. As it happens, I'm also a research psychologist at the American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology. I have been center left my whole adult life, but I value my country and democracy more than I value any party or candidate. That is why I'm speaking out today. I'm here to explain why Google poses a serious threat to democracy, how monitoring systems can protect us from companies like Google, and how Congress can immediately end Google's worldwide monopoly on search. My plan for ending that monopoly was published just yesterday in Business Week. I've been a research psychologist for nearly 40 years. My PhD is from Harvard, and since 1981, I've published extensively on AI and other topics. Some of my research has focused on Google, on the company's massive surveillance operations, censorship capabilities, and unprecedented ability to manipulate the thinking of 2.5 billion people, soon to be 4+ billion. I've written articles about Google for Time Magazine, USA Today, that kind of thing, but also for The Daily Caller and even Russia's Sputnik News. I reach out to diverse audiences because I believe the threats posed by Google, and to a lesser extent Facebook, are so serious that everyone needs to know about them. Here are just three disturbing findings from my research, which adheres to the very highest standards of scientific integrity. Number one, in 2016, Google's search algorithm likely impacted undecided voters in a way that shifted at least 2.6 million votes to Hillary Clinton, whom I supported. I know this because I preserved more than 13,000 election-related searches prior to Election Day, and Google's search results were significantly biased in favor of Secretary Clinton. I know the number of votes that shifted because I've conducted dozens of controlled experiments that measure how opinions shift when search results are biased. I call this shift SEAM, the Search Engine Manipulation Effect, which I first published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences in 2015.
By the way, let's hit pause. This was 2 days ago, Drudge Report linked to it. We covered it some. We covered it yesterday, but it's gotten none of the attention it deserves. But when we come back, we'll start the segment with it, with the doctor. And you have to understand, this is just first level what they can do. And he's laying this out, ladies and gentlemen, how they're going to steal the election and how it's already basically happened, unless all of us take action right now. And there's only Ted Cruz and a few other people there. The senators didn't even care to be there to hear this bombshell info. That's because they're on the Google payroll. It's unbelievable. Google's basically our government now. It's taken the country over. It's an AI system run by a bunch of anti-human leftists who are literally taking LSD 5 days a week. Robert Epstein testified to Congress. Here is more of his testimony to the Senate about the 2020 election is being stolen by Google and Facebook. Trump will lose. Other Republicans will lose via fraud unless we take action. There is no doubting any of this information. Let's go back to him.
When search results are biased, I call this shift SEAM, the Search Engine Manipulation Effect, which I first published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences in 2015. Biased search results can easily produce shifts in the opinions and voting preferences of undecided voters by up to 80% in some demographic groups because people blindly trust high-ranking search results over lower ones. SEAM is an especially dangerous form of influence because it is, in effect, subliminal. It also leaves no paper trail for authorities to trace. It's an example of a short-lived or, quote, ephemeral experience. That's a phrase you'll find in internal emails that have leaked recently from Google. I'm now studying seven such manipulations, like SEAM, and unlike billboards or those Russian-placed ads, these manipulations are invisible and non-competitive. They're controlled entirely by big tech companies, and there is no way to counteract them. Number two, on Election Day in 2018, the Go Vote reminder that Google displayed on its homepage gave one political party at least 800,000 more votes than it gave the other party. That reminder was not a public service, it was a vote manipulation. Number three, in the weeks leading up to the 2018 election, bias in Google search results may have shifted upwards of 78.2 million votes spread across many races to the candidates of one political party. This number is based on bias in data captured by my 2018 monitoring system, which preserved more than 47,000 election-related searches conducted by a diverse group of American voters. I know how to stop big tech in its tracks, and that brings me briefly here to monitoring systems and the proposal I published yesterday. A 2015 phone call from the Attorney General of Mississippi prompted me to start a years-long project in which I have learned how to capture online ephemeral experiences. In early 2016, I deployed a system that allowed my team to look over people's shoulders as they conducted online searches with their permission. I deployed a more sophisticated system in 2018, and I'm raising funds now to build a much more comprehensive system in 2020, one that will allow us to catch big tech in the act, to instantly spot when Facebook is biasing news feeds or when Twitter is suppressing tweets sent by Ann Coulter or Elizabeth Warren.
By the way, hit pause. This guy needs bodyguards, and he does not need to fly on any private planes. Believe me, if you think big tech's liberal and trendy, that's their camouflage. They are savage criminals. Let's continue.
Elizabeth Warren. This system must be built to keep an eye on big tech in 2020, because if these companies all support the same candidate, they will have the power to shift 15 million votes to that candidate. To let big tech get away with subliminal manipulation on this scale would be to make the free and fair election meaningless. Finally, regarding yesterday's article, Congress can quickly end Google's worldwide monopoly on search by declaring Google's massive search index, the database the company uses to generate search results, to be a public commons, accessible by all, just as a 1956 consent decree forced AT&T to share all its patents. There is precedent in both law and Google's business practices to justify taking this step, which will make online search competitive again and dramatically diminish Google's power worldwide. In 1961, Eisenhower warned about the possible rise of a technological elite that would control public policy without people's awareness. That elite now exists, and you must determine where we go from here.
Dr. Epstein, I found your testimony incredibly powerful and incredibly concerning. And if anyone draws news out of this hearing, I would encourage you to review very carefully Dr. Epstein's testimony. And I'd like to take a moment to make clear several things. First of all, as I understand your background, you're not a Republican, and nor are you a conservative. Is that accurate?
That would be an understatement.
And indeed, you're the former editor-in-chief of Psychology Today.
Correct.
So you're a respected academic. You testified before this committee that Google's manipulation of votes gave at least 2.6 million additional votes to Hillary Clinton in the year 2016. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And I want to make sure I understand. You personally supported and voted for Hillary Clinton.
I was a very strong public supporter of Hillary Clinton, yes.
So you're not dismayed that people voted for her, but your testimony is that Google is through bias in search results, manipulating voters in a way they're not aware of.
On a massive scale, and what I'm saying
is... By the way, hit pause.
I believe...
Please, back it up 10 seconds. Thanks. I know I said I would interrupt. This is just too powerful. Google delist Republican ads where you can't search them. We've been tracking this. They'll bury them 20 pages deep. I live on search engines, I know. Bing is somewhat rigged by Microsoft, but it's like what Google was 5 years ago. There was some rigging, but nothing like this. Google broke its own system. I told you that years ago. Now their own engineers have gone public saying, no, it's broken. They just go and put in whatever they want. And people under the table pay them to make their search results the top. Remember the New York Post got caught, some of its writers in Page Six, making people give them payoffs? Or they'd write bad articles about them in the gossip column? I think one writer was making like $100,000 a year just off shaking people down. Remember that came out? That's like cavemen compared to Cape Canaveral with what Google does. I mean, all they do is put negative crap about me on top. That's not the algorithm. People aren't searching that. They just put with markers in the search result for certain trusted sources to put them all on top. The late night comedy, the Washington Post, the New York Times. So they can just sit there and flamethrow me with pure lies. And again, I'm not complaining. I'm going to come back and play the rest of this testimony. I'm not complaining for myself. I'm telling you, I'm the guinea pig. I'm like the chimpanzee that NASA shot into space first before humans, or the dog the Russians sent up. And some people always ask me, how are you taking it? I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to take brain chips, but a lot of kids are. They're announcing brain chips for everybody. You're going to get brain chips at the mall. Big-ass implanted cell phone transmitters. World government's being announced. I mean, how am I doing? How are all of us doing? But everybody thinks about themselves. Oh, Alex isn't doing too well. The system's after him. I'm not. I'm doing great. I'm fighting to survive.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So, world government's being announced everywhere. Top psychologists that have run major institutes that work with DARPA are telling you that they've done computer research and psychology analysis and that Google is 100% stealing the election for Democrats with their search results. With their autocomplete. You ever notice you're trying to type on a Droid or an iPhone that, I just saw Hillary on TV. She's full of effing whatever. I mean, I'll admit it. I have a big vocabulary. I don't cuss a lot in person. I don't cuss around my children. But to my buddies and friends, I'll say, look at this effing, you know, person. It's algorithms. Now the iPhone, now that it updated, used to say ducking, and you'd have to go back and say it. Now it's making me do it three times. Soon, they're not going to let you. In fact, Microsoft has come out and said that their new word system will make recommendations to be politically correct, and that, oh yes, when it connects back to Microsoft, it reports on what you've written and sends compressed files of what you've typed. Keylogger. Oh, that's in the new software. So, see, you won't be able to say manhole that Berkeley's banning today. Or I got a major university right here in the stack, Colorado State University, says don't use the word America because it's insensitive and not inclusive. You're like, oh, those wacky liberals. You know, I've read a lot of novels about future dystopias, and none of them are as scary as this. This is unified worldwide by top computer scientists and evil psychiatrists. A psychiatrist invented the internet. Yes, it wasn't Al Gore. What was it called? The Intergalactic Communication Network. And it was meant to, when government applies propaganda, to watch people and to see how they behave so you could change stimuli and manipulate people in real time. Now, then that was theoretical. Then by the 60s and 70s got developed and built by U.S. and British scientists. The Intergalactic Network, 1962. That's right. Dr. J.C.R. Licklider. Yeah, print me all that. I should do a whole show on that. And he said, we don't want the public to even know we're controlling them. That's key to the experiment. And we've got to have kiosk and systems. And he says if we can get it down to a handheld device, it can watch them at all times, even with a camera in it. 1960s. My dad, again, was in UT when he was in high school in the Plan 2 program. And they called them all in and said, world government, new world order. We're carrying out eugenics operations. Now they'll give you a tour of the secret nuclear reactor. Don't tell anybody. And all these kids are like, we signed up to work with NASA. And they go, oh, we are NASA. And this is a whole secret thing. And it's, again, there are professors, people listening all over the country that go, yeah, that happened to me. This is a giant Manhattan Project, folks, to end humanity. And obviously Satan runs it, yes. And now they're on TV saying that we're all going to be able to go to the mall next year. And don't worry, a robot does it. It's got like seven cameras, all these needles and lasers. This big robot head comes over and then puts a chip in you with wires. And again, you can't make it up. Meanwhile, Senator Blumenthal, the guy that stolen glory guy, was never in Vietnam, never in combat. He ran the Toys for Tots program in D.C., a little special thing for politicians' kids. He said he was in combat and spit on when he came home, and he was a combat Marine Corps captain. The guy couldn't even put his boots on, reportedly, properly. But he's a combat vet, and he wants Alex Jones off the air right now, or America won't survive. Yeah, right, scumbag. Oh, I'm sorry. I said I'd get to the testimony. The whole thing is on InfoWars.com, hours of it. And a boil down 14 minutes is on InfoWars.com in the article that I hope everybody wants to get out, because one of two things. Trump is surrounded by a bunch of liars. Google's buying everybody off. Trump doesn't realize how dominant the censorship is and how manipulative and how controlled it is and how Google's bigger than all the TV networks combined. And that people blindly got habituated back when Google wasn't gaming things, that they're getting truth from it like it's the Oracle of Delphi, like it's mommy's milk. Baby doesn't question mommy's milk. Baby hungry. Mommy pulls it out. Baby goes for the pink target. It's just second nature. You understand that? And Trump's like, I'll just have more rallies. I'll do 10 rallies a day. It won't matter because nobody will see it online and no one will get told where to go vote. And they're going to have all the illegal aliens go vote directed by Google. So either Trump doesn't know what's going on or he's the biggest Decepticon I've ever seen. And I'm not saying he's that because I have a good feeling about him and I've seen how they hate him. But you know what? Ignorance is still just as bad as being Benedict Arnold. I mean, is Trump inept? Is he a moron? He already let him basically steal 2018. This is the issue. And these arrogant senators are freaked out. They don't. I told Ted Cruz all this to his face. I've told all these people this. I'm some guy in Texas. I figured it out. You sure as hell can figure it out. I'm going to go to break and come back with the rest of the testimony because we're too close to break. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I can't believe, and I'm not mad at the audience, but I'm frustrated that I have to sit here and beg people when we've got total proof they're going to steal the 2020 election. And yeah, the article's getting shared, but a lot of people are like, well, InfoWars, I might get censored on Twitter or Facebook if I share that, or someone might think something bad about me because Alex has been demonized. They demonize what's effective and true, so everyone are followers and are scared of it, and then don't. It's like you're in the middle of the desert and there's this nice big oasis and you see animals drinking out of the water and you know it's good water and you're coming through the desert and you're dying of thirst and somebody says, oh, don't drink that, it's racist. You go, oh, thanks for the warning. That's right. Bye-bye. You just march off in the desert and die. I mean, we have the kryptonite. We have the holy water. We have the crosses. We have the sun. We have the garlic. We can beat Count Dracula. We have their ass. They have gone so far. They are so out of control. It's so ridiculous what they've done. But we have to get out of the trance and get moving and say no. It's just insane. And we have all the internal videos of Google stealing the elections and bragging how they're doing it. And just all of this. And they make people call Google executives in these amphitheater rooms. They make, it's all like these childlike, stupid, giggling followers that are all paid like $300,000, $400,000 a year because they'll carry out treason. And there's video of these, just rooms full of little gibbering weirdos that if they see an American flag, they freak out. And then Google coddles them. And here's Play-Doh to play with if you're upset. Seriously. Oh, here's some knitting. You're upset. You heard someone say they like Trump in the hallway. We'll fire them right now. And then the executive walks in and goes, I am a golden dragon. They go, you are a golden dragon. He goes, and then this is in the reports and lawsuits. And then the person will go, bleh, and then fart real loud. Everyone giggles. It's all like demonic, insecure, childlike behavior. And they'll go, I'm an ornate, beautiful building. You are an ornate, beautiful building. It's a freaking devil cult, man. In control. And they got brain chips rolling out at malls next year. And you know the kids are going to take them. Oh. Ugh. Alex Jones here, back live. In case any of you are doubting me, there are hundreds of lawsuits by former Google employees about the harassment they went through, and I've read over a bunch of them. Some of the lawyers that represent me are involved in these, and I've had long discussions over some really good rum with Bob Barnes about it and others, and literally, a lot of the Google executives are out of their minds. Hundreds of Google shareholders are billionaires. Some of the shareholders are worth, you know, 100 billion plus. Because you know, you're always hearing about this guy's worth 170 billion, this guy's 100 billion. It's way more than that in fiat currency. And so they get decadent, they get crazy, they get insane. Roman emperors used to just kill themselves because they said there's no meaning to life. They were so bored. So it shows money doesn't bring happiness. Enough money to be comfortable brings a level of freedom and happiness. But then once you get into total decadence for the money itself, it will destroy you faster than anything. If you make money at the top of your hierarchy of needs. And so Burp Girl gets banned off the internet because people were fat shaming her. But we've got it here. We've got our own network. So we're going to show you Burp Goblin Girl because this is the type of behavior described in lawsuits about Google executives and the way they behave. Here it is.
Burp on your zesty salsa. Burp on your mashed potatoes. I bet you wish you can buy all the products that I just burped on, huh? Too bad. I know that sounds so stupid.
Incidentally, that's what demons sound like. If you've ever been around somebody really possessed by a demon, that's the noise they make. Just wanted to let you know that. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, she has come out and apologized. And she's also let us know that she's not a she, she's a he. So please respect her gender pronoun change. And so we have the exclusive of the Burp Girl, Burp Goblin Girl, excuse me. Got her. Burp Goblin Boy. No. What'd she say? Burp Goblin Man. Burp Goblin Man has apologized, and here is the exclusive apology.
Chat. Hi, dudes.
I'm sorry, Wyatt. I'm sorry for being such a shit to you all these years. And, gee, well, I want you to know that I love you.
That's nasty, Wyatt.
That's Chet, Gary.
Oh, my God.
Burp on your zesty salsa. Burp on your mashed potatoes. I bet you wish you could buy all the products that I just burped on, huh? Too bad.
I'm telling you, this is the type of person that works at Google. We've got the hidden camera video. You've seen it all. Just arrogant. Oh, and CNN's like, why are people getting out ice cream and licking it? Why are people doing it? They go, oh, they just want attention. No, they want to disrespect people. They want to break the social compact. All the statistics, leftists litter more. They don't give to charity. They steal way more. But they tell you that they give to charity constantly. I haven't been paid this year because I'm busy trying to expand and pay my crew. That's fine. It's been hard times, you know, here at InfoWars under attack. It's great. No big deal. I'm spending money I saved years ago. But I did make donations. I did make some charitable donations today. And I'm not going to say who I made them to. But the point is that conservatives are nine times more likely to give to charity. Leftists are nine times more likely to steal. Look up the numbers. They're mentally ill. They're ugly, too, because they have ugly spirits. They're demonic. Let's go ahead and go back to the incredible testimony. By the way, I was pointing out that Dr. Robert Epstein testified to Congress on how the election's already being stolen by Google. Facebook can do it, too, but Google's the big enchilada. And the senators are just blown away, which shows they really, they're a bunch of arrogant lawyers, even if they mean well, like Cruz. They just... You guys are so damn arrogant, and the left puts on that leftist libtard act, and you don't understand how vicious they are. But he said, assuming I don't get killed first while, say, crossing a street, I'll be testifying before hashtag Congress this coming Tuesday about hashtag Google search algorithm and about how quickly and Google's worldwide monopoly of search is still in the elections, basically. Wish me luck. I said, this guy has a lot of courage. By the way, he's been involved overseeing major institutes, major stuff that interfaces with DARPA. You know, these psychologists and psychiatrists all have this little friendly demeanor. This guy is serious business. So let's go back to his testimony on how the election is already being stolen. And if Trump doesn't take action, and if we don't take action, well, that's it. We're a bunch of idiots. Here it is.
Bias in search results, manipulating voters in a way they're not aware of.
On a massive scale. And what I'm saying is that I believe in democracy. I believe in the free and fair election more than I have any kind of allegiance to a candidate or a party.
And looking forward, if I understood your testimony correctly, you said in subsequent elections, Google and Facebook and Twitter and big tech manipulation could manipulate as many as 15 million votes in a subsequent election?
In 2020... if all these companies are supporting the same candidate, there are 15 million votes on the line that can be shifted without people's knowledge and without leaving a paper trail for authorities to trace.
Now you described the Go Vote reminder, and you said it wasn't a public service announcement, but rather manipulation. Can you explain how? I'm not sure everyone followed the details of that.
Well, sure. If on Election Day in 2016... if Mark Zuckerberg, for example, had chosen to send out a Go Vote reminder, say, just to Democrats, and no one would have known if he had done this, that would have given that day an additional at least 450,000 votes to Democrats. And we know this without doubt because of Facebook's own published data, because they did an experiment that they didn't tell anyone about during the 2010 election. They published it in 2012, who had 60 million Facebook users involved. They sent out a go vote reminder, and they got something like 360,000 more people to get off their sofas and go vote who otherwise would have stayed home. The point is, I don't think that Mr. Zuckerberg sent out that reminder in 2016. I think he was overconfident. I think Google was overconfident. All these companies were. I don't think he sent that out. Without monitoring systems in place, we'll never know what these companies are doing.
All right, we're going to go to break. But
the point is,
when we come back, we're going to finish up with the most important parts, that the election will be stolen. They've said they're going to steal it if we don't take action. And there's even more. I mean, I should probably just... I mean, it's so powerful, folks. The full testimony and the boil down is on InfoWars.com for yourself, for your children, for everybody, and your awesome listeners. But this is not a spectator sport. This is a absolute do or die situation, and this analysis is spot on, but only covering one section of how they're doing all this. All they do is put the negative stuff about conservatives at the top. They said in California that the party affiliation of Republicans is the Nazi Party on the front page of Google. Everything they do is to social engineer, and then they lie to Congress about it when we have all their internal emails, their documents, their own employees going public, undercover videos. I mean, it's a joke. It's like digging up 25 dead boys that John Wayne Gacy killed in his basement. The cops finally got a search warrant, and there's a bunch of dead bodies and photos of him killing them. It's called open and shut. And if we sit here when this is open and shut with our thumbs, you know where, then damn it. And I'm not trying to get angry here. I just cannot believe these people. It's like coming home and your neighbor's on top of your wife. You open the door, and I mean, and they both go, "We're not having sex." And your neighbor gets up and towels himself off. Your wife's got her legs behind her ears. And it's like, "Yeah, man, you're having sex with my wife, okay? Don't tell me. No, no, Bob, I'm not." I'm sick of this. It's like saying the kids are in concentration camps and Trump's killing them. The things are nicer than the public schools I went to. Oh, I forgot to plug this whole hour. I'm the biggest threat to this whole operation. It's not a gimmick that I keep saying the last 3 days. It's the last day of the 1776 Worldwide Special. I've been too busy to come up with new specials. And it's one of the biggest we ever did. 25% off. We sold out of the new American flag shirts. We had a new limited edition design of the Betsy Ross Inn. And we've got the Don't Tread on Me American flag. And we've got all the products. 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We now take you live.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to finish up with this incredible testimony. The full testimony is posted in the article with the boil down on InfoWars.com. Top research psychological scientist reveals how Google and Facebook are going to steal the 2020 election. It's unbelievably important. I'm intend to open the phones up after that on Elon Musk's rollout of the worldwide cell phones to be implanted in everybody's brains. It'll be sold in malls next year, they're saying. You just can't make this up. It's all happening. There's so much. I haven't even gotten all the other news. I've just been harping on this because it's so important. But I'm going to open the phones up to get your take on it next segment. But here's more of what the research scientist expert in psychological manipulation, Robert Epstein, broke down. Here it is.
I don't think he sent that out. Without monitoring systems in place, we'll never know what these companies are doing. But the point is, in 2018... I'm sure they were more aggressive. We have lots of data to support that. And in 2020, you can bet that all of these companies are going to go all out. And the methods that they're using are invisible. They're subliminal. They're more powerful than most any effects I've ever seen in the behavioral sciences. And I've been in the behavioral sciences for almost 40 years.
You know, our Democratic colleagues on this committee often talk about what they view as the pernicious effect of big money and big corporate dollars. What you are testifying to is that a handful of Silicon Valley billionaires and giant corporations are able to spend millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, collectively, massively influencing the results of elections. And there's no accountability. You said, we don't know. We have no way of knowing if Google or Facebook or Twitter sends it to Democrats or Republicans, or how they bias it, because it's a black box with no transparency or accountability whatsoever. I mean, am I understanding you correctly?
Senator, with respect, I must correct you.
Please.
If Mark Zuckerberg chooses to send out a go vote reminder just to Democrats on Election Day, that doesn't cost him a dime.
Fair enough. Do you happen to know who the Hillary Clinton campaign's number one financial supporter was in the year 2016?
I think I do, but please remind me.
The number one financial supporter of the Hillary Clinton campaign in the 2016 election was the parent company of Google, Alphabet, who was our first witness. They were her number one financial donor, and your testimony is, through their deceptive search methods, they moved 2.6 million votes in her direction. I would think anybody, whether or not you favor one candidate or another, should be deeply dismayed about a handful of Silicon Valley billionaires having that much power over our elections to silently and deceptively shift vote outcomes.
Again, with respect, I must correct you. The 2.6 million is a rock bottom minimum. The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million, depending on how aggressively they used the techniques that I've been studying now for 6.5 years.
Wow. Could you say that again, please? Just
the 2.6 million is a rock bottom minimum. The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million votes, depending on how aggressive they were in using the techniques that I've been studying, such as the search engine manipulation effect, the search suggestion effect, the answer bot effect, and a number of others. They control these, and no one can counteract them. These are not competitive. These are tools that they have at their disposal exclusively.
If any headline comes out of this hearing, that should be it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones. Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Baby, I'm gonna teach you what love's all about tonight. Trust me, honey, everything's gonna be all right. Just do like I do, there ain't nothing to it. Listen to me, baby, anyhow.
MK Ultra was the secret CIA crash program to develop techniques to control the human mind. By the end of the Korean War, 70% of the 7,000 U.S. prisoners of war had signed confessions. 15% cooperated fully, and only 5% steadfastly refused confession or indoctrination. Professors Wolf and Hengel submitted a secret report to Director of Central Intelligence Alan Dulles about communist methods of brainwashing that was the definitive work on the subject in 1953. It stated that no drugs or machines were used. Intense psychological pressure and human weakness were the key, beginning with solitary confinement. Guards constantly reminded the prisoner that he was totally cut off from outside support, ordered him to stand for long periods, dictated the positions allowed for sleep, waking him if he moved while sleeping, banned all outside stimuli such as books, conversation, or news of the outside world. After 4 to 6 weeks, the prisoner would break down. Quote, he weeps, he mutters, and prays aloud in his cell. At this stage, the interrogation began in a special room. The guard told him that he knew his own crimes all too well. The prisoner is in the position of trying to prove his innocence to he knew not what. The interrogator and the prisoner bond in their shared ransacking of the captive's soul. As the interrogation proceeded, the prisoner realized that he could only end his ordeal with a full confession. Quote, the prisoner feels that something must be done to end this. He must find a way out. According to a KGB man, more than 99% of prisoners sign a confession at this stage. Then the subject was either shot or sent to a labor camp after sentencing. Chinese techniques would move on to re-education of prisoners by moving them into a group cell for political indoctrination, incessant study of Marx and Mao. Lectures and self-criticism led to political conversion by group pressure. Prisoners demonstrated their commitment by ferociously attacking any deviations. Constant intimacy with prisoners who reviled him for his resistance pushed the prisoner beyond.
Back this up a bit. This is a 2-hour, 15-minute documentary made back in the 1990s titled Project Monarch / The Phoenix Project. It's called the Phoenix Program, but it was really a project. And it's very accurate. And this is just in the middle, getting into MKUltra in the United States, because I wanted to play the part coming up where they show the church hearings in Congress, Senator Frank Church, with how the CIA wanted to try to figure out how to basically convince the public to accept cell phone towers everywhere, that they would then beam these wavelengths that would make you violent or passive. And of course, that's been declassified. But Elon Musk just came out and said, we'll put it right in your brain at the mall starting next year. So you used to go buy a Tesla at the mall. Well, now you go get your brain chip. It's the coolest. And there's a robot that puts it in. In fact, show TV viewers, the robot says, don't worry, a human doesn't do it. A robot drills into your skull with lasers and then places all the electrodes in your brain. Look at the little robot. It's a little friendly pal. It sticks at your brain tissue. This is what they used to do to prisoners and stuff in MKUltra. But now they used to do it. Even by the 60s, they were putting wires into people's brains at psychiatric facilities. But now they just do it on a mass scale. So we're now into hour number three. And if you just joined us, boy, did you miss out. Top behavioral scientist that's done major work and headed up groups with DARPA testified to Congress. He says he might get killed for this. Google is basically a giant AI social engineering system to control and run our lives. And then it manages every facet of what we do in a giant re-education camp setting. That Facebook is now breaking into re-education camps where you'll have to have group Facebooks to have one where all your data is shared with the people in the group. But most of the group will be AI bots that instruct you and talk to you, but you're not even told they're robots. And then if you deviate in the improper language, you will get in big trouble. And Facebook's coming out with a fiat currency. So they're first going to give people money, free money, if they behave themselves in the giant re-education camp. And there's internal Facebook documents have come out. So have Google ones where they talk about how they unconsciously control you. And then it's like a group session, a.k.a. a re-education camp. And from Germany to the United States, many liberal cities are banning single-family homes, saying the family is bad, and that everyone's going to live in group communals. We have tiny bedrooms and then shared living rooms with other groups. In China, they call it the Great Leap Forward. And the Cultural Revolution. But a lot of folks in our own government are saying it's wrong. A lot of people in the military know it's wrong. And we're gonna stop it, folks. So there's that. And then let's just go ahead and air that two-minute piece again, because that was over 2 hours ago that I first played it, of Elon Musk and a rollout on the news about, forget a brain chip, it's a whole bunch of electrodes in your brain with a cell phone transmitter. Oh, that sounds really good. You know, normally your iPhone explodes or something, you know, it just burns your hand. Now you die. Well, there's an EMP or any type of problem and it fries your brain, but that's okay. People are going to do it because they're going to have movie stars doing it and trendies and kind of like at the Oscars where all the nurses came out and gave people the flu shot, but it really wasn't the flu shot. They tried this with Digital Angel under Obama and others with federal funding. They have topless bars in Florida and in also in Madrid, Spain. But you don't get into the club, into the VIP area, the champagne room. You don't get to have sex with the prostitutes unless you take a chip and become a member. You can come downstairs and eat and have yourself a brew, but you can't go up to the champagne room and have the drug addict have sex with you. So what you do is you get that chip. But see, now it's, oh, Elon Musk, oh, my gosh, I have to have it. And it upsets the Christians, too. So, oh, the liberals are all going to go get it. They won't care if they have brain infections or they won't care if they even die. And a lot of mothers like to abuse their sons and daughters. So, you know, they'll all go out and get it because it's just so cool to be trendy. So I thought you might want to call in about those two topics, first-time callers, those two topics, and those two topics only. Those are the two topics I want to hear specifically on the worldwide mark of the beast and wirehead brain implants beyond chips brought to you by Elon Musk, who was, oh, warning us about it a year ago, but then they tried to take his company down. Soros bought part of it, and now he'll take one for the team first before Microsoft, before Apple, because Apple's big project is brain chips. Oh, they've got them. Don't you worry. Chinese military reportedly has whole battalions that have been implanted. It's a nice, that'll be announced soon as well. So we're going to be laying, oh yeah, we're in 2019. The future's here. It's just not been evenly distributed. And everybody's about to find out where we really are. Toll-free number to join is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX, first-time callers on those two topics. And, oh, my gosh, I did hours of preparation this morning and last night. I've got over 100 mega bombshell articles I never even hit. You know what type of articles they are? They're banning the term America at major universities. That's right. Oh, yeah. And of course, you know, yesterday, Facebook's banning Bible verses. and a journalist, a Somali journalist from Canada, says she's going to go back to Somalia to show it's peaceful. She was there 1 week and was murdered, blown to bits. She was going there to worship Ilhan.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. We are back live broadcasting worldwide, ladies and gentlemen, on this Thursday, worldwide transmission. I'm going to open the phones up with what's your take on Elon Musk? I said I'd play this video last segment. I didn't, so let me play it now, and then we'll go right to your phone calls. And then, of course, the other big story, Google brags that they could get 78 million more people to tip their vote the way they want in an election simply by manipulating search results and blocking conservative search results. That's what they're doing. They're in a giant criminal power grab, and they've lied to Congress about it. So we're going to play the clip again about Elon Musk and the rollout of the brain implants at your local shopping mall. Because you read deeper into the fine print and everything, that they intend to have the centers like an Apple store. And you go in and you get your chip. So now big tech can be inside your brain even more. Here it is.
Elon Musk has developed electric cars with Tesla. And sent rockets to space and back with SpaceX. But now he's taking on what may be the real final frontier.
We can do a full brain-machine interface.
Combining man and machine with a new technology dubbed Neuralink, which would allow data to be transmitted between humans and computers. Here's how it works. An array of tiny threads, only a tenth as big as a human hair, embedded with thousands of electrodes, is inserted into the brain by a robotic device. The threads are connected to a chip that transmits back and forth to an external receiver.
The interface to the chip is wireless. So you have no wires poking out of your head. Very, very important.
Hit pause, please. Imagine when the power supply blows up in your head. But again, ladies and gentlemen, just think about how crazy all of this has gotten. But they made the decision it's a post-human world. They made the decision that humanity sucks and we're over. And so they're just doing it. And then those of us that were trailblazers and warned everybody about it before it was ever admitted, and we've been proven exactly right, we're the bad guys that have to be taken off air. Let's continue.
It's basically Bluetooth to your phone.
Musk says Neuralink may help the human brain cure diseases and even reverse paralysis. Eventually, it could be used to connect with external devices.
With a high bandwidth brain-machine interface, I think we can actually go along for the ride. And we can effectively have the option of merging with AI. And this is extremely important.
Neuralink claims the devices have been successfully implanted in rats and at least one monkey who's able to control a computer
one
with
monkey.
Its brain. The company hopes to implant the first Neuralink into a human patient by the end of the year. Analysts worry this technology could have unforeseen negative impacts.
We aren't aware yet that the technology has gone in reverse, meaning that you can use some sort of external force to implant thoughts or something else inside of the brain. There are, like with anything else, there are downsides. Think about a hacker getting into a brain interface. That's one. Think about government control of people's brains, controlling what they think. Things like that are obviously a concern.
From Star Wars to The Terminator, science fiction has long dreamt of merging humans with technology. But with rapidly evolving robots and artificial intelligence...
Hello, everyone. I'm an English artificial intelligence anchor.
What was once fiction is quickly becoming fact.
As this technology evolves, the question may be, can we merge man and machine without losing some of our humanity? Jim Spellman, CGTN, Washington.
So the vampires tell you up front, this is the end of your humanity. Oh, let's take the kids down to the mall at the local Tesla dealership and sign them up for major brain surgery to have at least six electrodes put in different parts of the brain. Oh, but don't worry, a robot does it, so it's really done professionally. And then you got all the Trojan horsing, all the background, all the oppression, all the control, all of this. And the fact that cell phones and this whole culture is killing us, making us depressed, making us alone, making us suicidal. And Scientific American, big reports about cell phone radiation is able to be fluctuated to mind control you. Well, I haven't even gotten to that documentary on the CIA and the declassification of what's going on, that's what the cell towers are already doing. So we're in a giant experiment, and the people running it want to be God. They're psychotic. They're mad scientists. You know, like every comic book villain is a mad scientist or something, because people have known about this a long time. The Nazis were run by a bunch of mad scientists. They were funded by the United States and British intelligence. And we're just marching into it. Oh, they'll never be human clones. They've been human clones for probably 70 years. And I'm going to say it again. China is giving birth to humanoids. They're not humans. By the scientific definition, they're called a humanoid or human-like creature who are made from a whole bunch of people's genetic splice. That's not a human. A human is a man and a woman and their entire genetic background coming together with trillions of a percentile non-failure rates to then form this creature. And they've told us we're a piece of crap. That's a parasite. It's ugly.
What's beautiful is what the tech companies are going to make. They'll make beautiful creatures.
Yeah, well, all they've been making is a bunch of abominations. That's why they're keeping most of it hidden. But let me tell you something. They haven't just spliced humans. They haven't just spliced spiders and goats. PewDiePie made a joke about it once. A video I did where I was talking to a research scientist who had talked to a research scientist who was crying over the creatures that they had produced. And it's now in medical literature. This is going on. Part human, part ape. Forget that. They have created species of fish that basically have 90% human brains. So you just remember that, folks. Oh, but we're talking, get rid of old people. We save money, kill babies, keep them comfortable. Nobody has rights. That means you have no rights. When you don't stand up for somebody else's life, you have no life. All right, I'm going right to your phone call. Shannon, Sue, Joshua, Roberto, Wade, Eric, Clint, Chandler, William, Ghost Report, and others. Stay with us. The websites are newswars.com, infowars.com. Please get the article out about Google.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm going to your phone calls. But I'm going to go ahead and host part of the next hour before Matt Bracken comes in. Always doing a fabulous job. But I've got too much news I didn't hit that I've got to get to. I mean, this is all just critical. Major universities are saying, don't say American, don't say mother or father, don't say boy or girl, don't say man or woman. They've issued their new list, and we've all got to dutifully do whatever they say. Remember, Silicon Valley is in charge of this. This is the giant re-education camp. This is the breaking of the American people. So that and so much more is coming up. Jeffrey Epstein has been denied bail. Ilhan Omar voted against bill blocking terrorists from life insurance. That's just some of the news. National Day of Mourning will remember the 20 million black babies killed by abortion. Over 50 companies, including Apple, rushed to pull production out of China. Trump is winning the trade war. Oh, such a big deal. AOC says calling people communists associated with white supremacists. So if you're a communist and say everything should be free, free housing, free car, free education, free money. She says you should get money even if you don't want to work. She said, if you can't work or don't want to work. That's a quote. She wants to attach large fart bags on all cows. By the way, they do that in Canada and areas of Europe, so don't laugh at it. Because she says methane's killing the planet. I mean, she's just a meth head piece of crap. But we've got to bow down to this. Can you imagine one of these poor cows with a fart bag on its back and a hose shoved up its rear end? And I'm not trying to be gross here, man. It's just the left just tells us what to do. And we all go, yes, let's do that right away. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls now. Let's go to Shannon in Texas. Thank you for calling in. You're calling in about conditioning to accept the mark of the beast. Hell, forget a chip. Elon Musk is going right to bring your daughter in when she gets her ears pierced and get a cell phone implanted inside her head. I'm sure that'll be healthy.
Yeah, they are looking for any way to get you conditioned to accept the mark of the beast.
They give you all these dopamine hits. They just, it's so addicting. Everything they do, like the facial recognition on the phone that changes you look like an old person, everybody's doing it, not realizing that they're giving away their face recognition, and they just get the dopamine hit off it. They're all so excited.
It's like the Pokemon thing where, you know, everybody ran around looking for all this stuff, and all you did was turn into a Google vehicle for them to go around and Google Earth everything. And so any spot they wanted to check or look at, they just send humans out looking for imaginary Pokemons. Meanwhile, you're getting your dopamine. They are robots slaving you like a donkey with a carrot tied in front of it.
They are looking for any way that they can turn you into a Satanist, because Satan hates everything about us because we are made in the image of God, and he's looking for any way to destroy that. He's been trying it for thousands of years, and with all this technology and advancement that he's brought to us, it's getting people to follow right in line like little sheep.
And that's why everything they do is about dehumanizing yourself, killing yourself, hurting yourself, and debasing others. Like the burping girl. This is what they've turned people into. Here she is.
On your zesty salsa. Burp on your mashed potatoes. I bet you wish you could buy all the products that I just burped on, huh? Too bad. I know that sounds so stupid.
Now, at least she's not opening it up and spitting in it like the others are. But again, this is all about disrespect. It's all about defiling. It's all about worshiping death. These people have been put in a trance, turned over to it. And if anybody doesn't believe in God, go to a Democratic Party event and just they will literally just start going, I want to kill babies. We've got it on video, a bunch of them. Look at those little bastards, how they giggle and laugh. You'll look over at an old woman, you'll go, those are babies. She'll go, shut up. The planet's ours now. And you're like, And they'll go, I mean, this is real, my friend. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. It's really sickening. You know, they're just being bombarded with all these toxins and GMO. They're you know, like you said, the fluoride, they don't get any iodine. They're just not able to think for themselves. And they sit around and watch this all day long like it's entertainment and don't realize that it's just the decay of society. And it's rapid. It's just happening faster and faster and faster. Just over the last year, you have seen so much happen in the way of decay.
It's total decay. And, it's by design. And now Elon Musk had warned about AI and brain chips. Now he's the one rolling it out. Do you think it was set up like that all along so that we'd subconsciously think, oh, he's the guy fighting it, but then he's the guy selling it?
Yeah, he's absolutely. They all are. He didn't get to where he was or has made the money he has without the government, you know, and without those people pushing along, you know, the people pulling the strings behind the curtains. And it's just, I wouldn't trust him.
Well, I know this. Elon Musk is wanting you and to take your sons and daughters in and have a robot put a bunch of wires and plugs into your brain. Oh, let's go have brain surgery this weekend. Oh, yeah. Oh, I had my brain surgery now. I've got a corporation put wires in my brain, so it knows what I'm doing. And by the way, this stuff's all one way. You don't control anything with it. It controls you. It's all one way from the beginning. Unbelievable.
Alex.
Yes.
I got a plug for the Patriot points I get.
Oh, thanks.
I've gotten $180 so far this year in Patriot points. And I feel like I'm stealing from you. I buy so much in the store because, I mean, I don't want to give that money to Walmart. I don't want to give that money to people who are going to donate it to causes I don't believe in. So I'd rather give that money to you. And I'm getting quality products. The products that I do receive are have changed my life. I mean, the X2 has really done a lot for me. I've lost weight. My brain works a whole lot better. And my kids, they use the toothpaste. My son used to get these little sore throats, and he puts X2 in water and drinks it, and it gets rid of his sore throat.
Sir, let me break this down for you. I've never really done marketing, but I did bring in a few advertising people a few years ago who knew how to advertise online, and they said, Mr. Jones, they said, what's your markup? And I said, 150%, but we always discount 25%, so that's 100%. And they said, yeah. And then you're always discounting 20, 30%. And then we notice you only sell stuff when it's at 50%, and then you're barely making any money. You need to stop that. And they looked at our data and they said, oh, your audience would buy it if it was even more. And I said, I want high quality stuff in there. I want a good price. But I've kind of habituated everybody, trained everybody, myself done this, to where everybody buys when it's 50% off. I'm making $2 on the toothpaste at 50% off because there's no fillers. It's concentrated. It's got iodine, a little silver. And so it's the same thing like the fish oil or the turmeric or the bone broth. I mean, DNA Force, I signed a multi-year contract on that. So I was able to cut the price about 40% of what we were paying. It still got $30-something of product in it. Then you add all the marketing and everything else, it's incredibly low price. They're selling DNA Force type products at doctor's offices that don't have as much PQQ or CoQ10 in it. I mean, you talk about cleaning your cells out. You talk about energy, stamina. You talk about letting the telomeres last longer. This is patented to do that. And nobody puts this much of the real organic stuff in it. They put synthetic crap in it and charge even more. So, yes, DNA Force is amazing. It's discounted right now at 50% off because, again, I want people to experience DNA Force. So thank you so much for the plugs. But listen. It's true, Shannon. Thank you. When people get the Patriot points, a lot of times it makes things a loss leader. Because if you're already getting 10% off because you're on auto ship, and then we're doing 50% off, and then you do something like that, where you have Patriot points, we lose money. But that's okay. So thanks for the support. You walk into this room, and you find reality. The universe, all of history, all the future, and the present laid out before you. It's called the Pro-Human Zone. But we won't be given the keys to the universe and immortality without first having to cross a bridge. On that bridge are fallen entities who wish to take us with them. I seek to make it through and to take my family with me. What do you choose? All right, I got to move here because Matt Bracken's loaded for bears. He always is. But I'm going to go into the next hour as long as I need to get to Sue, Joshua, Roberto, Tony, Eric, Clint, Chandler, William, and Ghost Report. That's in the order you called in. So, without further ado, Bob, too, we get to him. Sue in Kansas, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for calling in on this Thursday edition.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
You know, I'm doing okay myself, but, man, we're going to see world government, the Antichrist, brain chips, a third of the world population killed. It's all going to happen like the Bible says. There's no doubt about it now. It's pretty amazing. And demon possessions exploding everywhere. It's pretty crazy.
Well, it just makes you wonder, back when the guys were writing the Bible, God was, you know, downloading all that information to them, what in the world they could have possibly thought about all of that?
Yeah, imagine the stuff they were seeing. Like,
right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and anybody that doesn't believe the Bible is insane, because it's all right there. You just don't want to believe it. So it's been coming for a long time. I've been watching it since I was a teenager, and even before I was born again Christian, I had a basic faith in God, and I could see it coming. You know, Donald Trump is a work in progress. God is working on him spiritually. You can see it. That's obvious. He's made a lot of progress in the right direction. And I really believe that God is the one who decides who's going to be, you know, our leaders, and he's put him into place for this particular time.
Exactly. You know it's God's hand on it, because look how Satan's behaving.
Oh, yeah. And I, you know, even people I talk to out here that just have even a basic belief in God, they can see it, and they can see there's something about God's handiwork in what's going on with Donald Trump, and they will all agree that if he doesn't get reelected, we're cooked. And if he does get reelected, then we're just cooked 4 more years later, basically.
Well, as you say, the Bible is an example of an allegory, because things repeat. There's many Antichrist spirits. You look at Trump, the Bible's full of God using a king that wasn't even Jewish or wasn't even Christian to do good. But Trump is a Christian now. He's not a lover of evil. He's not a lover of hurting innocent people. He doesn't have a satanic spirit. But the fact is, he's the perfect type person who doesn't care about the system and political correctness to go up against him. And that's how God works in mysterious ways. But populists are getting elected everywhere. And it's humanity's desire to not be under this system. It's a normal manifestation. And so, absolutely, the left's always like, you Christians are all about how you're morally good, but then Trump's not perfect. God hates hypocrites. Trump's never been a hypocrite. And Christians get that. He supports Christians. He's the only guy that goes to pro-life rallies. He's trying to save the unborn. His fruits are way better than these so-called politicians that tell you how Christian they are all day, like Mitt Romney, but then his works are dead. There's nothing there. He works for the system. The system love Mitt Romney. They don't like Trump.
Well, don't get me started on that, because Mitt Romney is not a Christian. He is a Mormon. And anybody who's ever done any kind of research into it knows that they're two completely different ideological systems of thought and belief. But, you know, the way I look at it is that we have been taught in the Bible to fight the good fight all the way to the end. Even though we know what the outcome is going to be, we are still put here to fight for what's good and for what's right.
Because it is a test to see if we can handle real power at the next level.
Exactly. We're going to be ruling and reigning with Christ for 1,000 years. That's right. Now, as far as this Mark of the Beast thing that we've seen coming for so very long, and they've... They've brought up about 3 or 4 generations now of grooming people mentally, of handicapping them not only mentally but physically and hormonally to be able to get to the point where they can put into place everything they want and people will go right along with it.
That's right. They've celebrated being fallen, being diseased, being corrupt.
Exactly. They are in full-on rebellion towards God, which is exactly what he says is going to be happening at the end, even to the point that they're willing to go headlong into perdition just for the sake of thwarting God. And they don't realize that once they get there, that's when they'll know what they've actually done to themselves. They haven't done anything to hurt God. All they've done is put themselves into the lake of fire for eternity.
Well, let's expand on that. I only covered this once because it was so shocking that it almost feels obscene to even show people, though we need to show people. They now have drag time, story time all over the U.S., and it's like a book. They have rollouts to prepare people for pedophilia. They admit that. And they now officially say, no, we're preparing people for sex with children. And the library associations endorsed it. I mean, this is in the news. The children now, they go ride horsey, and little boys and girls go and get on the laps of men and then hump the men. I mean, so now it's just unbelievable. Men dressed as clowns. God bless you, Sue. We're showing it on screen. There's photos even worse. There's video of the humping. The children get up and then ride them, and the men are like, I mean, it's just, I mean, you've seen the little kids at the gay pride parades shaking their ass almost naked and the men humping them. I mean, I can't even show this to you, folks. So used to old creepy fat perverts, you know, we get in trouble at the park, but now... They laugh. It's like, oh, the rebellion is so fun. That's all they have is that evil spirit of just, ha, 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 give me your children. In fact, there's shots of that big old fat guy with a bunch of little kids. They're trying to get away from him, and he's laughing, just squeak, because the mothers bring him to him. Mothers are like, oh, used to you be in a white van. Now here am I. And the women just ride. They go, ha, 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 because there he is. Look, he's making that piranha face, that eel face. Oh, my God, this is total satanic invasion. All right, let's go ahead. Who's been home the longest now? Let's go to Roberto in Illinois. Roberto, thanks for calling. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex? Thanks for taking my call.
I'm pretty freaked out by they're going to put in the malls brain chip implant centers next year, according to Elon.
Actually, that's my point. I still see a scenario where the rollout with these chips could be humanity's last line of defense against a complete AI takeover. He did say himself that he was going against the implementation of AI in the beginning, calling it out, putting it out there, and now these.
Oh, apps, you think he might be saying it to freak people out early ahead of their conditioning? Because you know they're already selling it. He thinks he's saying it early to wake us up.
Actually, to give us a weapon against AI. I mean, like the Matrix. The movie The Matrix, you got the human resistance going on the ground, and they're using a technology that allows them to go in and out of the Matrix to combat them and try to win back humanity. They do have wires
in the back of their head. This is the same implant as The Matrix, because they already have these in the 70s, plug-ins. And so it is a Matrix. In fact, that's the proper term. Elon Musk is preparing to put Matrix plug-ins in everybody's heads. You're saying Musk is trying to prepare his own army for people to go into cyberspace.
Probably, or at least kind of give humans a chance against a complete machine takeover. You know what I'm saying? To make us just as smart
sure.
as
them. Sure, here's the problem. Our whole genetics and everything is the six senses. The sixth, the most important. The one we're not supposed to talk about. But these neural systems track our brain and control our brain. There are no senses hooking up electrodes to the brain's tissue. There's only electrochemical manipulation and stimuli. And so what I'm saying is these systems are only one way. Like, they can help you not have a seizure. They can monitor your heart rate, whatever. But they can also do stimuli to control you, which they admit. So that's why this is so dangerous.
One last thing. Do you believe, since they're rolling it out for the public next year, that there's already people out there with these chips in their brains? Kind of
They're definitely military that have it. I'm just going to leave it at that. I've had family that was 15 years ago briefed in special operations that they were going to be getting their chips as officers, and that those that volunteer would be getting brain chips, and that they should see their commanding officer about the surgeries.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time, man. I was just wanting to get your take on my scenario.
Yeah, well, that family member's out of the military now. He told me about it, said I could talk about it, but I didn't say his name, but he got called in about it. Almost got called before the man. And then later didn't get his promotions, they believed. At the end, he was in the military 35 years, though, the Army, because of him telling me that. Yeah, folks, this is not a joke, okay? We'll be right back. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Well, we're pulling the video in right now.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up next segment, we'll have the video, the articles on Infowars.com. Ilhan Omar stops traffic. The arrogance of this lady. And just blocks Pennsylvania Avenue and just like royalty just takes over for a press conference. That video is coming up. Everybody's been talking about Trump going after him and, you know, and I get all that. But the announcements of brain chips to be rolled out, the announcements of Google able to steal the election, and currently doing it, that's the big enchilada for me. But we'll get into more of the news next segment. Who's up next here? Let's go to Eric in California. You're on the air, Eric. Thanks for calling in today.
You just called me on?
How you doing, sir? Good to have you on the air with us.
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Well, you got a point or a topic? All right. He's gone. I'm going to go to Florida now. I'm going to take a call from William in Florida. William, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. Well, what do you think about what's going on right now?
Well, wow. So much is going on. It's sometimes mind-boggling. Before I get into my points, I want to plug a couple of products. First off, the Immune Wall. You don't mention it very much. It helps keep me healthy. I work in an environment where I'm exposed to the public. And, of course, you know, everything that comes along with that, I stay healthy with that. And the Super Wound Gel, amazing stuff.
Well, thank you. For those that don't know, you've got things like emergency and you've got things like airport or whatever it's called that, you know, that people take. And those things have some good things in them. When we did Immune Wall, I'm like, what's 3 times stronger than any other immune support formula? And they're like, well, okay, we can make this. And so anything we make is just chocked full of the very best things. And yes, the Super Silver Wound Gel is a national brand, patented, FDA approved, used at hospitals, used over the counter $40 a tube. We have to pay like $13 or something a tube. So when we're selling it at $17.76 right now, it's already a bestseller for things like that. That is just an insane deal. In fact, that was a mistake they made over there in the warehouse, but that's okay. The sale's still going for Super Silver. For folks who don't know, it's like gloves. You put a tiny bit on your hands, rub it, and then it's a preemptive wall of the strongest silver allowed by the FDA over the counter. Now, let me be very clear. Do not ingest it. Okay, it's very toxic. But, I mean, it's weaponized. It's the strongest silver over the counter. But bacteria, viruses, it's approved and proven to kill them deader than a hammer. Since you mentioned it, my friend, what experience have you had with the Super Silver Wound Gel?
Well, everything from minor burns to I got a little sloppy in the kitchen one day, and I normally turn when I'm chopping stuff, I turn the knife away from me. I didn't do that. I was in a hurry because something was on the stove. Anyway, I turned back and I reached for the knife and I cut my finger right down to the bone. It was bleeding pretty good. And I put the super silver wound gel on that and wrapped it, of course. And in less than 4 hours, the pain was gone. And in a day, the deepest part of the cut was already healing up.
Wow. I don't want to take your time away, so we're going to come back and spend a few more minutes with you about your specifics of microchips, tech, and experiments and where all that's going, William. But it is the best wound gel out there. And I've tried to haggle them down on the price, but after the patents and the FDA approval took them like 9 years, and again, I guess I can plug the name of the company. They don't even mind if I do, but I don't want to be harassed. This is the thing used in hospitals. So we're very, very proud of it. That is a mistake to be selling it at $17.76. But I said all of the supplements, you know, would be at that price, well, except for DNA Force. We obviously can't do that. There's like I said, $38 a product or something in it. And then after the rest of the cost, it's like $50 a bottle for us. People say, who the hell has that? I mean, nobody puts $50 a product in a bottle. We do. It's like our turmeric. It's not just turmeric. It's concentrated turmeric. So thanks for the plug, William. But yeah, we're proud of the products. I'm going to come back, make your point, and we'll go to Ghost Report.
Yeah, well, Daddy was a preacher, but Mama was a go-go girl.
Oh, yeah.
Daddy loved the Bible, but Mama loved the ways of the world.
That's right. William in Florida, your veteran Marine, wanted to comment on microchips, tech, and experiments. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Alex, first off, I'm not like Blumenthal. I'm not going to steal any glory. I've never been in combat, but I did serve 13 years in the United States Marine Corps. In about 1992 or so, long before 23andMe and all of these other DNA things, the military started cataloging DNA. Moving forward, around 1996, I was being promoted from sergeant to the staff ranks, the staff sergeant. And I had a conversation with a colonel, lieutenant colonel, who was being promoted to colonel. And he had received his assignment. He was going to the Pentagon. He went up there to tour his new office and talk to, you know, his new staff. And he came back and I said, "Hey, Colonel, how you like what you're going to be doing in the Pentagon? Is it going to be a stepping stone to your picking up your first star?" He said, "Absolutely not." And I asked him why, and he said, "Because they're experimenting with implanting chips in troops' brains." And that was in 1996. You've already mentioned this from previous calls, but none of this is new. They're just rolling it out, and it all ties in to the 5G. And one last thing, when the psychiatrist was testifying before Congress and Ted Cruz was kind of finishing up his remarks and the camera kind of pulled back and it showed Hirono next to Ted Cruz, look at her body language. She looked scared to death. And that's pretty much it right there, Alex.
You're right. In fact, I felt like today I should just drop everything and play nothing but that guy's testimony. Because you're right. I stayed up late last night because it happened Tuesday and I got busy. We talked about it some Wednesday And then Rob Dew, our news director, is like, you need to watch this. So I went home last night and watched like 2 hours of it. And the guy's so dead on. And you're right, Hirono is acting scared because she's figuring out, oh, my God, they're stealing the election for us. She's actually, because she's been up there attacking me saying I'm making all this up. Because she was in one of the committee hearings when I was there. She's on a bunch of committees going, oh, that conspiracy theorist was here. He's a lying idiot. And now the fact that they've had Google lie to them, because I guarantee you Hirono can't balance her own checkbook. And the woman's dumber than a box of rocks. She's hearing all this from a top computer scientist, psychiatrist, you name it, with DARPA. And they're really getting scared. And I wish Ted Cruz was smarter, because I know he's super smart, but he was getting blown away by the basic facts that Google is more important than the phone company now for just being able to index things. Imagine if Google started not showing you businesses on a map if they didn't pay them money, if they didn't show you a road or a gas station. Or you'd say, well, that's fraud. You're going to drive off a cliff. But see, that's the power they've got, and they're starting to abuse the living hell out of it. God bless you, William. I appreciate. Let's go back briefly. Don't hang up, William, actually. My cousin told me about this. He was an officer in the Army, 35 years, and his dad had been an Army officer, and this is no secret. He was a part of pre-Delta Force groups. You know, we've always had Army assassination teams inside the U.S., but, I mean, let's just say dialed into everything. And the fact that they got taken in, but it was a lot of officers there and told, you're all getting your chip in the next year. And by the way, if you want to be more advanced, you know, for a project, you're going to get brain augmentation. That means chips in the brain, but don't worry, we've perfected it. He told me, said, just don't say my name. He got in big trouble, and he's still my friend and loves me, but actually will not even talk to me now. Like, he'll say, very nice weather, and that's it. In like 15 years, I've seen him like 6-7 times, more than that, at funerals and stuff. He won't even talk to me because he obviously got told, you're dead if you talk again. But imagine the level of this, that this officer you knew comes back and goes, no, we're getting ready to put brains and chips in troops' brains. And it's not that chips couldn't help somebody that had a medical problem. It's that there's the evil behind it and the Trojan horse. And just how crazy that is, that this is the point we've gotten to. And now Elon Musk is going to roll it out at malls. And you know they're going to tell the kids, and everybody's going to be begging their parents, it's just a quick surgery, Dad, Mom. Let me have the brain surgery. No. My God, this is insane. William, did he say anything else to you about the brain chips?
He talked around a lot of stuff, and he was confiding in me, he felt the need to pull back because obviously this was classified information, and I didn't have the need to know, so to speak. But he told me in confidence, get your house together and get out.
But see, that's the evil of the globalist. They do evil stuff, which makes the good men leave the military. But then how do you compromise and go ahead and be in the labs, put chips in brains, do all this saying, I'm going to do this so I'm in here, but you're committing the evil. It's a hell of a thing to ask a man to commit evil for a longer-term good, and it almost always turns to bad, but I just don't know what to do.
And it all ties together, Alex, because, you know, of course, you know, as California is going, taking away the rights of parents to even say no to a vaccine, they're not going to be able to say no to a chip either.
You just said it. It's all about getting rid of parental consent. California's made it what legal? 11-year-olds can have an abortion or get vaccines without parental consent in California.
It's insane and demonic.
Damn right it's demonic. God bless you, brother. Well, the Bible's being proven true. We're going to have to go through some hellish stuff, but Jesus Christ is on the other side, folks. This evil's not going to go on forever. Like a forest fire doesn't go on forever. A heart attack doesn't go on forever. A broke leg hurting don't go on forever. Anything bad doesn't go on forever. And it's going to be rough, though, man. God Almighty. World government, Satan. All of it. It's all happening now, and it's just going to be rough. And I don't know God's master plan and, you know, why God's putting all these nationalists and patriots in now. And maybe we get a reprieve, and it takes 100 years for the Antichrist to come in. But the enemy, though, seems to know humanity's pushing back, so they're pushing back even harder to get their world government system in. And let's go back to your calls. Who's been on the longest here? That'd be Ghost Report in Utah. Thanks for calling, Ghost Report.
Yes, sir.
Hi, welcome.
Hi. Okay, so Bluetooth is incredibly easy to hack. And this information was made in mainstream news articles last year. But they must have already created a backdoor into this. This is going to be effective only for paraplegics, and then it's just going to learn the AI off of the rest of us, and it's going to shut down.
I was about to say, I mean, you know, everything breaks, toasters, microwaves, computers, cell phones. Why would you stick a cell phone in your brain and then connect it to these people? It sounds like the it sounds like putting yourself in a wood chipper. I mean, it's so stupid.
Yes. You were bringing up children. You know, I think most of them are already at times ruled out. So there's no parental consent. You're right about that.
But imagine 2,000 years ago, John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos has a revelation. And what is like 3 days long hallucination, basically, and he sees all this. It describes like flying metal insects that drop eggs, and then there's fires as big as mountains. I mean, it's nuclear weapons, and you know, just all the thing, and like world government and the giant beast you worship and marks of the hand and head to buy and sell, and everyone in the world watches the image of the beast. That's television, or that's a project. I mean, you read this now and you're like, God, how the hell did the God wasn't going to put us into this without a cheat sheet? Because we've got to have free will, so God's got to say, okay, well, I'll put you in here, and I'll put your spirit in a body, and your body will be all your ancestors' genetic learning. I'll even let you cheat that way and get all their instincts and learning so that your spirit, as this gets more serious, is in a bodysuit that's got all these experiences. And then hopefully, I'll give you the cheat sheet, and hopefully you listen, so when all this happens, the people have a choice. And then now we're here. Thank you so much. A few more calls, and then Matt Bracken of EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com takes over.
I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me?
I fought with the devil.
I fought with the devil.
I got down on his level.
But I never gave in, so he gave.
He gave up on me. All right, going back to your phone calls, and Matt Bracken's taking over. So much news I didn't get to, but it's all on Infowars.com, and Infowars.com is under attack because the globalists don't like the fact that we're standing up to them. I was thinking about the Bible and Jesus Christ and why out of all the religions, the system wants it banned and attacks it and then lies about it and then buys up all the preachers to make them fakes to turn people away from God. And it's because not just Revelation predicting all of this and not just the fact that we are made in the image of God and how heavy that is and that we were seated on this planet by our Creator, but that would you respect a creator that had omnipresence and then put you in a position like that if that person wouldn't go through it? It'd be like having an officer in the military who wasn't going to go with you on a mission or who had never been in combat. Jesus Christ came here, limited himself, allowed people to attack him, torture him, murder him, because God didn't have guilt because God was omnipresent and envisioned this whole plan. But it was only fair. The minute God developed this plan, Christ was going to come down here. Christ was going to be perfect. Christ was going to be tortured to death. Because God's like, hey, I'll go down there. I'll get tortured to death. I'll feel it all. I'll limit myself down to a person, down to my children. And I'll do what is going to happen to my children. You think God likes watching all these babies get aborted? You think God likes watching all this devil worship? Every part of this is about defiling children because they're the perfect image and the prototype of what God's creating. They're holy. It's like on the road with Viggo Mortensen and Robert Duvall. Robert Duvall says, that's a God you got right there. pure, real, loving, innocent, the whole potential of humanity. You could make a whole new world with children. That's a god. So you sit around that fire. But if you're not a god, oh, the Satanists say everybody's a god, but they always debase you down to some, no, 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 we're not gods. We're made in the image of God. But we have the potential to be able to merge with God. Merger with the deity. But before we could ever do that, we have to be pure. It doesn't mean any of us are pure and without sin, but our soul has to be wanting God and being, we have to be tempted. We have to go through trials and tribulations to prove to ourselves our own free will. We're not proving any of this to God. We're deciding who we are. Well, I don't want whatever the world can offer me. Silicon, fake eternal life, jumbo jets, 1,000 of the hottest women lined up. I don't want that. I want to know the creator. I want to go to the next level, and I'm willing to die, be tortured, whatever I have to. I'm signed on 100%. Doesn't mean I'm not reckless. Doesn't mean that I'm not more satanic than the worst Satanist. I don't carry that stuff out, but I have knowledge of it all. Satanists think that we don't have knowledge of this. Give me a break. They're idiots. They don't even know the rest of the equation. They don't know what followers of God have. They think we're that little fake preacher that Hollywood Images created. No. It's not who we are. And, you know, we don't want to kill people like the globalists do. There's a time to be born, time to die, time to reap, time to sow. There's a time to kill. And in God's plan, there's lots of killing. And we don't ever start the fights, but we finish them. So if it's death the globalists are looking for, they're going to find plenty of it. We'll find a lot of death. That's what you're looking for, isn't it? Well, you came to the right place. Let's take a few more calls here. Let's go ahead and go to Tony in Wisconsin. Tony, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Alex, you should just accept the brain chip, man. You got to accept it. Let them put it in your head with a power drill. And also, they're already putting brain chips in our headrest of our cars, too, with the microwaves that they put in the headrest seat.
Well, I didn't know about that. But as long as it's trendy, I mean, it's real rebellious. Just screw the Christians. Get the chip. Yeah, bunch of dirty wires at some kiosk at the mall. Of course, it had to be like that. Like, because it came like a medical procedure, like you're going in for brain surgery. Oh, no, no, you're just opting in. It's no big deal to brain surgery. What could go wrong?
You definitely have to accept. You guys published an article about that, though, with the headrest and the back of the seat. I think David Knight talked about it.
There's always worse stuff than I even know about. Tell me about what's in the headrest. Oh, yeah, they're putting cell phones for wireless systems in cars, so it's in the headrest, yeah.
Just in case you have a heart attack, they're not going to monitor your heart rhythms and charge you more for your health insurance or anything like that.
Oh, you're right. Data. Yeah, no, all the cars, all the computers, iPhones monitor your heart rate, what you're doing. 5 years ago, they told everybody, oh, by the way, your phone's monitoring you. It's not just listening to you. No, it's monitoring your body. It's already happening. Yes, you're right. I forgot about that.
Hey, and the Wisconsin company that forces you to get microchip to come to work, you got to remember that one.
And Swedish, the Swedish government announced last year that the next 3 years, free bus rides if you have the chip. And they're saying in 2025, no more cash allowed. You've got to have the chip. But the Swedes are good conformists. They'll take it just because they're good. Well, then everybody else may be good, from the jihadi to the globalists. See how the nicest people project their goodness onto everybody?
Yeah, you got to accept it. They're trying to just be good and help you. They're not trying to enslave your mind or like putting a chip in your brain that'll control you like SpongeBob and Plankton on the episode.
Listen, they admit it's a cell phone transmitter. They're already giving you brain cancer. And again, we're all debating the technicals of how it's not a good idea.
Being
obviously, obviously, it's Trojan horse. It's pure evil. It's out of control. They'll go, oh, you're scared of technology. Are you kidding? I love technology. Technology's fine, except these big mega companies that own Chinese slave factories and are Chinese run are evil, and you shouldn't trust anything they do. I appreciate your call. You know, Matt Brackett understands that when he co-hosts once a week or two times a week, does a great job, that I sometimes commandeer and take over the whole thing. That's kind of the known thing on the fourth hour, that if there's big breaking news, I'm going to take over. But I said I'd take every one of these calls. So I'm going to come back, talk to Matt briefly, and then talk to Bob and Joshua real quick. But then Matt Brackett's going to take over. Listen, the globalists try to keep us like children so they control the future. I'm just here trying to tell you what I've researched. You can find out more than I know. And just so we can be involved in the decisions and maybe build a pro-human future. But see, the decision's been made to kill all of you. Well, I'm not signing on to that. Because I'm not. I want to go to the next level with the big guy. And he's not for killing you.
The West is the best. The West is the best. Get here and we'll do the rest.
The killer awoke before dawn and put his boots on. And then he walked on down the hall.
Is calling up.
Matt Bragg is taking over here in a moment. I just wanted to play this clip. It's up on Infowars.com. Kit Daniels posted it. Ilhan Omar just shut down Pennsylvania Avenue a few hours ago. She just, like she's God, she just stops it and wanders out in the street and takes over. You know, there's a Somali journalist who was born in Somalia but lives in Canada. The article's on Infowars.com as well. She went over there to prove there's no violence, was killed within 1 week. Just thought I'd mention that. Most dangerous country in the world. Because it was a slavery hub for 1,000 years of the Muslims, for slaves from the Middle East, North Africa, and then all the way out to Indonesia. That's why you go to like those Asian countries and there's like the Samoans and people that are part black, because black people were enslaved in Kenya and other areas and shipped out. Journalist travels to Ilhan Omar's homeland to prove Somalia is beautiful, gets killed by terrorists. Yes, we're not joking. So that's what's going on there. But here's Ilhan Omar stops traffic in busy street to slam Trump and his supporters. Here's that video.
We have said this president is racist. We have condemned his racist remarks. I believe he is fascist. I want to remind people that this is what this president and his supporters have turned our country, that is supposed to be a country where we allow democratic debate and dissent to take place. And so this is not about me. This is about us fighting for what this country truly should be.
But people criticizing her and disagreeing with her, that's not stopping her. And, you know, Trump, here's these chants. We'll play a clip of this and go to Bracken. Where they're saying, you know, ship her out of the country, get rid of her. And you know, we have a petition on Infowars.com. It's on WhiteHouse.gov to have her investigated for burying her brother, being here fraudulently. I think if she's here fraudulently and got citizenship fraudulently, she should be shipped out of the country. I mean, that's in the Constitution. But Trump's now saying, oh, it's a little too much to say ship her back. So he's now disavowing it, saying, oh, the crowd did that. No, Trump, you were supporting it. And the point is, people are sick of hearing how bad we are when we're not. Here's the clip.
We've got all the enthusiasm. They're fighting each other. They've gone so far left, nobody wants to even think about it. So Representative Omar blamed the United States for the terrorist attacks on our country, saying that terrorism is a reaction to our involvement in other people's affairs. She smeared U.S. service members involved in Black Hawk Down, In other words, she slandered the brave Americans who were trying to keep peace in Somalia.
They were protecting the UN mission.
Omar minimized the September 11th attacks on our homeland, saying some people did something. I don't think so. Some people did something. Yeah, some people did something. All right. She pleaded for compassion for ISIS recruits attempting to join the terrorist organization. She was looking for compassion.
Ship her back, man. Damn.
Omar laughed that Americans speak of Al-Qaeda in a menacing tone and remarked that you don't say America with this intensity. You say Al-Qaeda makes you proud. Al-Qaeda makes you proud.
It does.
You don't speak that.
She actually said that. She hates hearing people say America.
And
why the hell do you want to come here then, you piece of filth?
When asked whether she supported Al-Qaeda, that's our enemy. That's our enemy. They are a very...
And cue it to the end, because I'm going to go to Matt Bracken. Matt, sorry I took over today, but you're always doing a great job guest hosting. Maybe you can host a full show in the next few weeks, but thanks for being here. Enemiesforeigndomestic.com. What do you call this period of time we're in? I think Trump's breaking the back of political correctness. I think he's showing it's okay to get in these people's faces when they say that we're killing people at the border and that we've got concentration camps when it's nicer than public schools. I mean, I'm really refreshed by what Trump's doing, and I'm kind of sad to see him back off now and say, oh, no, don't say ship her back. If she came here fraudulently, ship her America-hating ass back to that road warrior hellhole that's Somalia.
Now, I'm not too disappointed with him disavowing send her back, because that implies the government is just going to pluck her off the street and drop her in a helicopter, which personally I wouldn't have a big problem with that. But
we wouldn't want her dropped into the Atlantic Ocean, though.
No, but you know, I call the four of them the Jihad Squad, because you know they always say, the Taqiya Muslims always say, oh, jihad doesn't mean violence or terrorism. Jihad means this personal inner struggle to make yourself a better human being. So they should embrace being called the Jihad Squad. You know, this is sort of like reverse Alinsky. Make them live up to their own ideals.
No, I agree. And Trump wants to keep her around because she's hurt the Democrats so bad that we don't want to fry her quite yet. We want to keep AOC and Ilhan around for a long time, because they might even be able to beat Google trying to fix the election. Like, Google's got search engine rigging. Well, we've got Ilhan and AOC.
Yeah, this is absolutely 4D chess. And if you're playing chess, you know, one person can look at chess and say, I don't want to lose a single pawn. And another person, and yet that person's never going to win a chess game. Somebody might, in a certain case, actually, you know, intentionally put their rook in under risk. But then in the next 5 minutes, take, you know, all the key players of the...
Sure, all of chess is the gambit.
Yeah, and this is huge, because he has, you know, sure, he takes some hits, but his base doesn't care, because we're finally glad to have a street fighter, a brawler. You don't want to be in a bar fight with Mitt Romney. The guy's going to be hiding under the table or making a deal with the other side. You know, it, one thing you know about Trump is he's going to come out swinging.
Not adverse to risk. He likes it. And what about this attitude? I'm sure you've heard major universities, Colorado is saying, take down the American flag, don't say America. And everyone just keeps groveling and groveling and groveling. Don't they get that that's the creed of slaves?
This is the power of Trump, to not grovel. I saw on Daily Mail, Piers Morgan's got a hysterical headline up, you know, about Trump turning fascist because of the send her back thing. Well, look at England. We don't want to be England. We don't want to be Londonistan. You know, we don't want to be disarmed.
Exactly. Send Sadiq Khan back to Pakistan. He says that England sucks so much.
Yeah, what a lot of people that don't vote because they think there hasn't been an American politician that really had their back. So I think that Trump is bringing out the base, and he's going to bring out even more. Plus, all of these Blue Dog Democrats that have, you know, their paychecks are bigger. And they're standing up for the flag. When they see the Mexican flag and the upside down American flag at that Aurora, Colorado, this burns a lot of people. And yeah, the mainstream media likes to pretend everybody's outraged about send her back. But I think for everybody that's outraged, many more people are saying,
no, I agree. Trump doesn't need the tail to wag the dog with Piers Morgan, you know, telling him, oh, my God, you're fascist. Send her back. All right, you're taking over. I appreciate you. I appreciate everybody. The war room's coming up. Owen Schroyer. And Matt, you're on fire making these points. So join me tomorrow during the show if you want to pop on for an hour or so. I'm just going to leave this.
I'll be on the road tomorrow. I'm driving down for vacation.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Matt Bracken takes over the other side. Don't forget, I haven't gotten the new special going. So the 1776 worldwide special, it's still going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And that means 75 to 25% off, one of the biggest sales ever. Hell, probably the biggest. 1776 for all the apparel. And we've got the new Don't Tread on Me America flag with the Gadsden snake and the American flag. That's a limited edition. And we brought back the Betsy Ross shirt. It's a new limited edition, new design. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for the support. Stay with us. Money.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, you've got me for the next 10 minutes. And I have a guest today, Michael Hansen, who's an American of Danish descent. Actually, he was born in Denmark. He went back to Europe and made a film called Killing Europe, a feature-length film. It's very hard to get seen, though, in an era of big tech censorship. He's got a new film out called Killing Free Speech, set in America, and he's rolling it out. It's part one is available now. He was on Breitbart a few days ago, a feature article about it, and now Amazon has pulled his film Killing Europe. So you can be all about Antifa, you can be all about jihad. But if you talk about exposing Antifa or jihad, suddenly you're a bad guy, a bad comrade, and you're censored. So we're going to start with showing the trailer for Killing Free Speech now, and then Michael Hansen will join me after the trailer.
Don't get too close.
You don't get too close.
Don't get too close.
You don't get too close, man. You make this real easy. Just walk out.
Why? Come on,
just
man.
Just walk out.
Isn't this a free country?
You're not welcome to this.
Isn't this a free country?
It's not.
Apparently, free speech and right to assembly is not quite counting here.
America stands as kind of a last bastion for free speech.
And this means defense of speech. All speech.
This is not really getting anywhere, is
my
it?
My name is Antifa.
Antifa?
My name is Antifa.
Okay. My name is Free Speech. Nice to meet you.
Who won the Cold War? We're supposed to have won the United States and the West are supposed to have won an ideological Cold War.
What's the deal? Oh, that's why. You don't believe in free speech?
You know, the era of the Bill Clinton, the old Bill Clinton Democratic Party is over.
Giving that kind of elevation to the street thugs of Antifa is, well, it tells you a lot about where the Democratic Party is these days.
So who's a Nazi?
Everybody who supports Trump.
Everybody who supports Trump.
I wore a Trump hat in a bar and was attacked viciously. And this is okay, especially in these liberal cities.
You're awake, by the way. You're not having a terrible, terrible dream. Also, you're not dead and you haven't gone to hell. This is your life now. This is us. This is our country.
Why are you doing this? I don't get it. I'm just trying to ask a question.
Wow. So Michael Hansen, this week I hear that, ironically, your film on killing free speech, while it's being suppressed, Killing Europe, is taken off of Amazon now. You're banned from showings in public libraries and other places. How can we even fight this battle when, you know, the warriors of the battle are hidden from view?
Well, I think a lot of people ask me about similarities between the U.S. and Europe and what have you. And this is one of the reasons why I'm making these films, is because when it comes to freedom or lack of, I think that America is about 10, 15 years behind Europe when it comes to what's going on in Europe. And I think, I mean, if people are unaware of what's going on in Europe, which I don't think so, they can always watch Killing Europe. But, I mean, there's two things going on in Europe. Obviously, you know, the impact of this mass migration, and then the EU and the national government's efforts to suppress any information going on about what's going on there. And obviously, in order to enable all this, you got to suppress free speech, because if people don't know what's going on, they're not going to oppose it. And this is why I think, and this is why I made Killing Free Speech for the American audience, because I think that your number one protection here is your First Amendment, the right to talk about what's going on. And I think that's one of the first things they want to take away, is your right to talk about it, because if you can't talk about it, you can't protest it.
Yeah, I've seen the entire feature length Killing Europe. I think it was on Vimeo. But if people can't see it, I mean, if a tree falls in the forest, but you know, nobody's around, who hears it? I think your work is essential. It's extremely highly produced. I did notice when Killing Europe came out, that One American News Network played the entire thing. So I give kudos to them, you know, for having the guts to take this on. One of One American News reporters, Jack Posobiec, he's got a pretty big Twitter following. He's really been going after Antifa pretty strong, as you have. He does it, you know, basically with Twitter followers, and you're doing it with film. But where can people find your films? I mean, if, you know, you're kind of buried like my books are.
Yeah, they can go on www.killingfreespeech.com, and then there you'll find all my videos or my films, everything, and all information. I mean, it'll be there until somebody decides that should be taken off there too. I mean, I'm not really batting too well on getting my stuff out there, because it seems like a lot of people want to just make it disappear, especially now.
Yeah, it's funny, or not funny, it's terrible. You get on Breitbart, and enough of these communist fascist goons see your work and say, oh, we don't want anybody else to know about him. So somehow all of these mainstream big tech organizations, they're all interlocked. You know, if you go to comment somewhere and you're not on Facebook, you can't comment. You know, all of these things are linked. So they ban exactly. You from one place. You can make the film, you just can't show it, or they won't let people find it. I find kind of the same thing with my novels.
Exactly. But what I also think what's going on here is that, you know, I grew up in Denmark, and I've seen what's going on in Europe. I've seen it firsthand. I was in Europe when you had the migration wave come in, and I actually posed as a refugee. And I applied for asylum in Denmark, a couple of places. Yeah. So, I mean, and I rolled with Antifa also. And also when I was actually young, I experienced Antifa firsthand when I was playing a punk band. I kind of got sucked into that environment. So I know what Antifa is. I know it firsthand. And I've also been on the receiving end now from Antifa. You know, I got assaulted in Europe, and they tried to jump me in Canada. So, you know, I'm very familiar with their methods, and I think one of the main purposes of Killing Free Speech is, when it comes to Antifa, is I really want to warn America to, you know, to stop this phenomenon called Antifa before it gets out of hand, because if you don't, you're going to have the situation you have in Europe, and that's something we could talk about. I mean, the comparison between U.S. and Europe when it comes to Antifa.
Yeah, I see Antifa as the street thug end of the spectrum. Control the street, and you can control the city, control the country. Where you have Antifa, socialist leaning politicians, so the police departments that they control via stand down orders, the main media outlets, they all work together. And
exactly.
films like Killing Europe, which is just. It's heart-wrenching. It's tragic hearing from girls who were who were, you know, gang raped and trafficked. And these quislings, these traitors in Britain and Europe and in America, what is their reaction to a film like Killing Europe, which should be shown on national television, is not to protect the girls and to warn about the danger of what's coming, which is anarcho-communism and Islamism. Instead, it's exactly. to shut down the people that are trying to warn us, people like you.
One of the things I want to point out is that what you got going on in the United States is that since the 2016 election, Antifa has really taken off. Because before 2016, I always laughed at Antifa in the United States. They were just little college kids, right? Because I knew what Antifa is in Europe, because I've seen it firsthand, and I know a lot of people have experienced it. In Europe, they're serious. In Europe, they're supported by the local governments indirectly through, you know, they get funded through these so-called community houses and so forth.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Michael, we've only got 30 seconds left, but it's horrible. In Europe, you actually see police leading Islamists or Antifa to a demonstration to break up the conservative rally. So they're like Hitler's brown shirts in that sense. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but I encourage people to look for Michael Hansen's films, Killing Free Speech and Killing Europe. And I'll see you when I see you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.